It's one of the great fall traditions here in Iowa. It's time for high school football on KGYM. Presented by Hills Bank. Now, to get you ready for all of tonight's gridiron action, let's join Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And we come to you live from Kingston Stadium here in Cedar Rapids, week two of the high school football season about to get underway as we bring you a battle between teams looking for their first victory of the year, as it'll be the Washington Warriors hosting the Mustangs of Dubuque Hempstead. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside John Hegarty here this evening from Kingston Stadium. As we get ready for this battle of 0-1 teams going at it here tonight. John, you got Washington coming off a tough one. Called at Cedar Rapids Prairie last week as the Hawks took it to the Warriors in the first half. And you've got a Dubuque Hempstead team coming off a crushing defeat at the hands of Davenport North last week. That up at Dalzell Field. Two teams coming off losses, but in different ways.
And both going to be very, very hungry tonight to pick up that first win, Scott. As you said, Hempstead lost a very tight game with Davenport North last Friday night, in which they led twice in the fourth quarter. And with a minute 58 left in the game, they had a lead and they had the opposition on their own 5-yard line, and they gave up the score with literally 2 seconds left in the ball game. So that just had to be stinging all week long in practice for them. And as you said, for Washington, they just were never in the game against a very, very, very good Prairie team. So they're going to have to make amends, too, tonight. And I think there's going to be a lot of good adjustments. What's the old cliche? Teams always make their biggest gains between game one and game two, and I'm sure we'll see that tonight.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that when we talk with Mo Blue, the head coach of the Washington Warriors, here in just a couple of moments. For Washington, they threw it a ton last week, only ran it with their tailback, Lacey Tucker, 3 times. And it's a Wash team that goes with the spread look. Henry Clymer had pretty good stats last week for Washington, but they got to get a semblance of the running game going.
Lacey Tucker is the man that has to get the ball handed to him tonight. I don't know if they're going to take him straight out of the I formation or the pistol look, or if they're going to try and wing it out to him in the flat, but they've got to get the ball in Lacey Tucker's hands some way, somehow, to complement that rollout and bootleg and sprint out pass, because Henry Clymer's a good quarterback, and he's got some able receivers, but you're right, Scott. They've got to diversify their offense this week.
That's right. Henry Clymer, 22 of 39 last week for 179 yards and the lone touchdown for Washington. That coming to Carter Bell. The good thing about the Warrior passing game last week, they hit 8 different receivers. And Mo Blue said you're going to see that again coming up tonight. So you got the passing game of Washington against, it's not all rushing, but Hempstead likes to run the ball. They do a one-back set. They do a lot of run-pass option with the quarterback and the tailback, and they both can tote the mail very well.
Yeah, they have a really nifty read option attack, and usually it's out of the pistol, but not always. Their quarterback, Aiden Dunn, loves to run the ball, and he is an able hoofster. He can get that ball downfield, and I mean in a hurry. When he pulls it out on the fake, you better have somebody on Washington spying on him, Scott, because I'm telling you, that Dunn kid at quarterback, he can run the ball. And their running back, they feature Jalen Smith. He's a load. Now, he plays at linebacker, too, so he's going to get a little leg weary unless they get him some blows. But you're right. If Washington allows Hempstead to run this ball, then you're going to see Aiden Dunn not even have to throw it. I got a feeling Wash is going to have an answer for it.
Now, we will see how it all plays out, Washington and Hempstead going at it in this one. Hempstead with Jalen Smith, he ran for 79 yards and a touchdown last week. Aiden Dunn ran it 24 times for 57 yards last week as well for the Hempstead Mustangs. And yeah, two teams that are very young going at it. This Hempstead team last year went through what Washington's kind of going through this year, playing a lot of young guys, a lot of sophomores played that are now juniors for this Mustang football team, and head coach Mike Hoskins.
A lot of juniors out there for Coach Hoskins of Hempstead, and when we look down at the field right now, I'll tell you that they don't look like juniors. They're big, Scott.
Yeah.
There's going to be a definite size advantage tonight for Hempstead.
Tim Gronau is the biggest of them all, 6'8", 305-pound tackle for this Hempstead team. And you're not going to miss him down on the football field.
No, and I'm here to tell you, he wears his pads well.
Yes, he does. And beautiful night for football. Clear skies, 75 degrees, a little bit of a breeze from the south at about 10 miles per hour, but it is an absolute beautiful night for football and a beautiful setting here at the refurbished Kingston Stadium. The old gray lady, I don't think we can call her the old gray lady anymore. She's been spruced up.
A little nip and tuck.
New field turf, looking absolutely beautiful. Got a chance to walk on the turf a little bit earlier on. It's very springy, it's spongy. And it's a fast track down there. There's no doubt about it. And the place hasn't looked better than it does tonight.
It really does look resplendent, at least on the field. And when you take a look at the track, there's an extra lane on the track, too, which the track coaches are absolutely giddy about. And then there's the horseshoe, Scott. I'm still not exactly sure what's going on down there. It looks as though they're trying to grow some grass. Am I right on that?
I think they are. But all the seating, the old seating is gone from the North Horseshoe. And that is right now covered in some straw as they try to get some grass to grow here with the dry conditions going on. We had a chance earlier on tonight to talk with head coach Mo Blue of Cedar Rapids, Washington, as the Warriors get ready to entertain Dubuque Hempstead. And this is what the Warrior coach had to say. We're back at Kingston Stadium on the pregame show, getting ready for Washington and Dubuque Hempstead. Head coach Mo Blue joining me here. And coach, they say you make your biggest improvement from week one to week two, right?
Yeah, that's what they say. Hopefully we did. It was a good week of practice, and we learned some stuff on the film from last week. You know, you got to tip your hat to Prairie. They played well. Not a whole lot of mistakes by them. Probably a few more mistakes by us, but you know, we saw where some of our deficiencies were last week, and we addressed them this week, so hopefully we'll see it on film, you know, after tonight.
Perfect storm kind of between you, like you told me beforehand, not a lot went right on last Friday night.
No, it was missed opportunities. We, like, the first two plays defensively for us, we had guys in spots, we just didn't make plays. So, you know, we talked about that a lot this week, and same offensively. We had opportunities, we had guys running free, we just didn't deliver the football. So we just got to get those things cleaned up just to play winning football, you know, let alone beating really good teams, just to win us game, we got to get those things cleaned up. And you know, it was a good week of practice, so I think, you know, a lot of those issues we had last week will be diminished. I don't want to say completely gone, but we shouldn't see some of the mistakes we saw last week.
Well, on the positive side of things, I thought Henry had a pretty good game. Threw for a lot of yards, threw it a lot, but did well, I thought.
Yeah, no, he did. Man, we left some stuff on the table, and he knows that. He saw it in film, and, you know, Henry's his own worst critic. So he had a good week this week, and we're doing a few little wrinkles that he picked up pretty well. And, I mean, we expect him to play even better than he did last week.
And he got a lot of guys receiving the ball, too. He spread the wealth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're running receivers in left and right. We're probably running about six different receivers in and out of the game. And it'll probably be the same tonight. We'll be rolling through a lot of guys because a lot of those receivers are playing both ways, so they need to get a rest somewhere. So we'll spread the wealth again tonight, throw it to the open guy.
Well, one thing I know you want to get going a little bit anyway is the running game. It just wasn't there last week.
Yeah, you know, you can make the argument we didn't take a whole lot of attempts running the ball, but we were getting ourselves into issues where running the ball really wasn't there, but we definitely want to run the ball more this week, if not, well, for more yards for sure, but even more, get a few more rushing attempts in there so we can keep the defense honest so they can't just pin their ears back and come after us.
Well, you're a young team. You're going to face a young team tonight. Hempstead had a lead late, but North came back to beat them, and they've got an awful young team, a bunch of juniors they play too.
Yeah, but, you know, they also played a lot of sophomores last year. Number 13 was a sophomore last year who started for them. They got some. They're young, but they got some nice parts. Their old line's big. They got a 6'8", 300-pound tackle. You know, those don't grow on trees. So they might be young, but they're going to make improvements too. So, you know, we'll see, you know, who made the biggest strides this week. Heck, we both could make a lot of strides this week, and who knows how it's going to end up. But, yeah, they're young, but, you know, they get after it.
Yeah, and it's a predominantly running attack, though, that Hempstead will bring tonight.
Yeah, they're throwing it a little more than they did last year. But, yeah, they want to run the ball. And quite honestly, we got to prove we can stop the run. Because if we can't, they're just going to run it down our throats. So we got to get a little more physical. We were a little soft against the run last week, and we got to firm it up this week. And I think the guys got the right mindset to do that. So we'll see what happens.
And the heads are still in the game and still up, right?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, the film session, usually I've been to a lot of those after a loss like that, and they can get a little brutal sometimes. But you know what? We just went with the thought of, you know what, we're going to fix what needs to be fixed, stay positive about it, and go from there. And the kids took the criticisms well, and, you know, we haven't lost them. So, that, you know, sometimes you get whooped like that, you have to worry about those things. But these guys, they're pretty mentally tough, so I think we'll bounce back this week.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thanks, appreciate it.
Back with more after this from Kingston here on KGYM.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and I have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. Cup of coffee costs you more than that. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Sarah. That's SelectQuote.com/Sarah.
Get full details and the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, Scott Unesh and John Hegarty with you as week two of the season about to get underway. Jeff Moss will be back with us tomorrow night on the sidelines as we will be at Linmar Stadium for Linmar and Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. But tonight it's Hempstead and Washington. Pivotal game for both these teams, John, because as we know from a year ago, these non-district games do count as far as your RPI is concerned. And you just don't want to fall in that 0-2 hole if you're either one of these teams, especially for Hempstead. They got to go to Bettendorf coming up next week.
Yeah, and Bettendorf's looming on the horizon for Washington as well, too. But your point with RPI is well taken, that every game counts. Now, we learned that in some cases, some teams learned that the hard way last year, had some real gaudy records, but the teams that they beat weren't very good. And so they were left out statistically when some other teams with inferior records were maybe in the playoffs in their place. So you're right. You've got to take care of business week in and week out, and I think that's the way coaches would like it to be anyway.
Washington is dealing with one injury. They're going to be without their starting left tackle, the big sophomore Tate Sikora Mathis, 6'3", 285-pounder, on crutches tonight, not dressed out. He will not play, so Washington's going to move another sophomore. That is Noah Allen from left guard out to the left tackle position, and then moving into the lineup is going to be a junior Michael Gibson. He is at 5'11", 250-pounder. He'll be in at the left guard position. So that Washington front line, I imagine they're going to be better this week than they were a week ago with one game under their belt.
Well, I think so. They were so young, and so many guys were out there for the first time with bullets flying last week. Didn't help that you had Prairie, the ones with the ammunition coming at them. That's a whole different story than perhaps this game will be tonight. But you know what, Scott? Wash's line is threadbare to begin with, and they got to take care of everybody tonight and make sure they don't get any more injuries, because this juncture in the season, at this early point, they just can't afford to lose any more of the big guys up front.
No, they can't, and we'll set the lineups for you coming up here in just a little bit. Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior Marching Band has made their way out onto the brand-new field turf. here at Kingston Stadium, and we will honor our country by playing the national anthem coming up here in just a couple of moments. Just a couple of games coming up this evening around the state of Iowa. A couple of games, and we'll get to those in a little bit. We'll also keep you updated on what's happening in Chicago tonight with the Packers and the Bears going at it as a 100th season of NFL football getting underway. And right now, here's our national anthem. National anthem again tonight. High school football presented by Hills Bank. As stop on by any of the convenient Hills Bank locations throughout the corridor, Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, North Liberty, Marion, Coralville, and tell them thank you very much for their sponsorship of high school football and basketball here in 2019-2020. Big thanks to Hills Bank, the presenting sponsor of football again tonight right here on KGYM. Two hungry teams going at it, John, and what are you looking for in this one here tonight?
Well, if Wash gets behind again, that's going to be a problem. They cannot afford to go down two scores right away in this first quarter. So I got to think Mo Blue is right now talking to his team about come out fast, come out hard, execute, and let's be the ones to get out in front on the scoreboard this week. If Wash can do that, Scott, I think that's going to set the tone for the evening, and their defense will pick up where the offense left off, and this should be one heck of a good game. Hempstead, on the other hand, they want to come out and do exactly what Prairie did last week, out-physical the opposition. If they can come out and just stymie three and out for Wash's offense, that's going to go a long way to establishing the tone of this game. So, whoever scores first, Scott, I think that's huge in this game tonight.
I do, too. I second that. And, of course, Mike Hoskins, former Linmar Lion, now up in Dubuque. And good to see an Ehlers name. It's yes. Not Mark, but it's Matt Ehlers on the staff for Dubuque Hempstead. A lot of Greg Purnell ties to this Hempstead football team.
Yes, let me tell you a little bit about Mike Hoskins. He is a veteran coach, and we're not talking just necessarily football either, but he has a long, long history of coaching football. When he was at Linmar, for example, he was the head sophomore coach. Mike and I butted heads many times as head sophomore coaches through the years, and I always respected the teams that he put out there. Who was one of his big sophomore guys over at Linmar? I think you know him.
Oh, kind of a guy named Brian White. We'll
Brian
see tomorrow night.
Brian White, the head coach at Kennedy, played for Mike Hoskins on the sophomore team at Linmar. But as well, Mike was one of three head coaches, tri-head coaches, on the wrestling team at Linmar for a number of years. So, and I know he has worked with various other sports as well. Mike's just one of those guys that's great to be a leader of young men and young women, regardless of what the sport or the gender might be. And I know Hempstead's thrilled to have him as their head coach.
Both teams looking for their first wins. Hempstead and Washington going at it here tonight from Kingston Stadium. We're going to step aside, take a one-minute break, come back, set the lineups, have the opening kickoff here tonight in week two of the season. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Sports Radio, KGYN.
Back at Kingston Stadium, both teams in their respective tunnels getting ready to make their way out onto the brand new field turf here at Kingston Stadium. Let's take a look at our starting offensive lineups here. First of all, as the Washington Warriors make their way out of the northeast tunnel here at Kingston, they will go at left tackle with Noah Allen moving over to take over for Tate Skoromathis, who's out with an injury. 6 foot, 260 pound sophomore. At left guard will be 64 Michael Gibson, 5'11 junior, 250 pounder. The center, one of the captains, Josh Gilbert, 6'2, 290 pounds, and a senior. The right guard is Max Perez, 5'11, 275 pound junior. And the right tackle is Charlie Hayek at 6'1", 215, and a junior. Four wideouts, Carter Bell, senior, Trent Strom, a senior, Justin Sherman, a junior, and Riley Pankey, 6 foot, 175-pound senior. The quarterback is Henry Clymer, 6'3", 180-pounder junior, and Lacey Tucker, 5'10", 165, and a senior, will be the starting running back for Washington. For Hempstead, Aiden Dunn is going to be the quarterback, 6 foot, 195-pounder. Started as a sophomore a year ago, now in his junior campaign. The lead back is going to be Jalen Smith. He's a 6 foot, 220-pound bruising junior. We'll also see Kamari Stanford back there a little bit as well. Stanford, 6'2", 225, and a senior. In the line is headed up by the 6'8", 305-pound Tim Gronau for Dubuque Hempstead. Mustangs in their all-white uniforms tonight. White jerseys with the green numbers trimmed in gold, the white helmets and the white pants. Wash in their home red uniforms with the white numbers, the red helmets, and the gray pants. And our officiating crew led by Mr. Chuck Britton tonight.
This is a veteran crew we have seen many, many times. They've been the officials in numerous state championship finals games.
I think they did 3A last year.
I believe they did do 3A last year.
When we saw Xavier.
That's right. But, yes, Chuck and his crew from, was it Central, Center Point? No.
Well, Chuck's in the Waverly area.
No, Waverly, okay.
Yeah.
Always good to see Chuck Britton's crew.
All right, Hempstead will kick it off from right to left. There is a south wind at about 10, so the Warriors are going to be going into that wind here in the first quarter. Ben Yeager will kick it off. He is a junior. Dropping back at about the 5-yard line, twin safeties. It'll be Riley Pankey on the far side and Carter Bell on the near side. Great to have you with us. Picture perfect night for football from Kingston, and week two is underway. Line drive kick and goes deep into the end zone with the wind, and the Warriors will have it on the 20-yard line to start play here tonight. Who gets the lead first? Going to be very, very key in this one, as Washington will have it at the 20-yard line, going from north to south, left to right here in the first quarter of play. First down, twins left, twins to the right for Washington. They'll stack them on both sides. Here is a quick throw on the far side. Catch made by Bjornson and brought down immediately right at the line of scrimmage. Max Bjornson, the junior at 5'6", 130 pounds. And it'll be second down and maybe 10 and a half.
Yeah, whenever you see two receivers flanked out almost to the sideline, there almost always going to be the possibility of a wide receiver screen, and I like that idea.
Second down, rolling to the right side. His climber has time. Now he's going to tuck it under and run. Gets hit at the 20 and brought down. Got hit hard there. And it'll be third down and 10. Caden Lovett was one of the first Mustangs to get there, 6'2", 285.
Yeah, running a streak right down the sideline was Mason Ward, and he was blanket coverage there. That is who Clymer was looking for on the home run.
So third down and 10 for Cedar Rapids, Washington. On the 20-yard line, they'll empty the backfield. Here's Clymer looking left, steps up in the pocket, hit, brought down, twisted down. They will give him a gain of about a yard, but Brock Millman, 6'4", 290 and a junior with the tackle.
Boy, and Millman just wrapped him up and threw him down like a rag doll. Clymer's tough character, though. We talked about him last week. He took a licking and kept on ticking last week, so don't worry about Henry. He's got the moxie.
So it's a three and out for the Warriors. Sherman's going to punt. His snap bounces back to him and a bad kick. Going to go out of bounds off the side of his foot. I'm not even sure got back to the line of scrimmage.
You know, had it not gone off the side of his foot, Scott, I think it may have been blocked. And that's what he heard, the footsteps coming. He had to try and adjust the angle of his carry through with his foot. And that's what wanged it out of bounds.
No yards on that punt. Hempstead will take over at the Washington 21-yard line. This is what played Wash last week.
Well, the defense has got to stand tall right now, Scott. They've got to deny a score here because Daubers are going to go down. I don't care what you say here. If we give an easy two score to them this early in the game.
Aiden Dunn is the quarterback. He'll have one set back. That'll be Smith. Slot to the right side and twins to the right. On first down, play clock to two. Hand off on the counter play, and Smith caught right at the line of scrimmage, broke the tackle, and got ahead to about the 17 for four. Broke the arm tackle that time of Roman Young.
Yeah, Roman Young, the sophomore, but he's a good-looking sophomore. We saw him last week. He loves getting his nose dirty inside the tackle box.
It'll be second down. We'll call it a little less than seven. No huddle for Hempstead. And they'll go right up to the line of scrimmage. Out to the right side is Brady Freiberger, a senior. And twins to the short side. On second down, back to throw is done. Loops it for the end zone. Nobody there and incomplete. Little bit of miscommunication there by the Mustangs. It'll be a third down at about 6.5.
Yeah, a fade pattern that the receiver pulled up early on at about the 5-yard line and did a little hitch there. So miscommunication. And this is the big down right here for the defense of Washington. If they could force the field goal attempt here, this would be huge.
Hancock, Harrion, and Ostrander in there as the receivers for Hempstead. In the pistol is done. Slot to the right side. Gets a snap. Hands it off. Smith cut back at the 15. Turns it up. First down and more. 10 to the 5. Dives for the end zone. And he got it. Touchdown Hempstead. Jalen Smith with his Superman impression from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, it was no showboat. That's the only way he could get that ball across the plane was to dive like Superman, and he got the ball across for the 17-yard score. You know, that was just an example, Scott, of what all good running backs do. When they see that the alley they're supposed to run in is bottled up, they cut back against the grain, and they caught every red-shirted Warrior flat-footed, and he just scampered in for the score.
Extra point try coming up by Ben Yeager, right-footed specialist. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way. It's up and it's good. 9:29 to play, opening quarter. Hempstead strikes first on a short field. Hits Dubuque Hempstead 7, Washington nothing. Back with a kick in a minute. This is high school football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Addis.
Ever thought about a career in the Army?
We have over 150 jobs you can choose from.
Thought about furthering your education?
With the Army, we offer $70,000 for school. Last year, over 6,000 soldiers graduated with a degree.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall. Or call us at 319-395-9834.
Thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Line drive kick on one hop. Well, comes to Carter Bell at the 10 to the 15 to the 20-yard line. Crosses the 20 and gets ahead to about the 25. Ball came loose at the end, and they're going to give it to Hempstead.
Oh, my.
Stripped out of there, and the recovery made by Alec Lynch.
About five white jerseys grabbed a hold of Carter Bell on the way down, and Bell, credit him, he was fighting for extra yardage, but the ball got stripped out, and before he could get a knee down, Hempstead had the ball, and they're on Wash's 25.
What was it, seven or eight times last week that Prairie started in Wash territory?
Yes. Not this deep, though.
And already it's two for two for Hempstead, and they'll have it right back at the 25-yard line. Shotgun snap, handoff to Smith, and he slipped down as he went to make a cut right at the line of scrimmage. New turf, you're going to see that a little bit. It's very spongy, and it's grabby, but you can slip on it because it's still got that sheen to it. Second down and 10 for the Mustangs. Dunn in the pistol with slot to the right side. And he'll hand it off to Smith. Side steps one and gets thrown down after a pickup of about three. Coming in to make the tackle for Washington was Tony Westmoreland, the sophomore 255-pounder.
Well, Jalen Smith is a load at running back. 6 foot, 220. And any minute here now, the quarterback, Aiden Dunn, is going to pull it out on that read option, Scott, and you're going to see his wheels.
First, make it third down. Here comes the blitz. Dunn rolls to the right side. Pump fake, throws low, and the catch not made. Incomplete. Tried to get it out there to Elijah Herrion. And it's going to be a decision time coming up here for Mike Hoskins.
Well, this is going to be a long field goal if they attempt it.
They're bringing in the kicker.
This is going to be a dandy if he can nail this one.
Going to be about a 37, 38-yard field goal here.
From the left hash.
Make it a 38-yard field goal. With 8:20 to play here in the opening quarter, Hempstead already up 7-0. Jaeger to try for the three. Out of the Dunn hold. Down to three into play clock. Good snap. It's down. Kick on its way. Plenty of distance. And he nailed it.
Wow.
The kick is good.
38-yard field goal by Ben Jaeger. And it is now a 10-0 Hempstead lead.
Well, this is exactly what we said Wash could not do, Scott. I almost feel like Nostradamus saying that this was worst-case scenario, but, you know, two possessions, two short porches, two easy scores for Hempstead, and Wash cannot afford to go down much deeper than this.
No.
Because their offense just isn't diversified enough. And they need to just right now, and we said this last week how many times, right now their offense, they got to just get a few first downs. Don't worry about scoring necessarily. Just move the chains and get the sticks downfield a little bit.
Have something positive happen if you're Washington. And so far through one game and nearly 4 minutes, there hasn't been a whole lot of positive.
Tell you what I'd really like to see is just even like a little swing pass to Lacey Tucker out in the flat. Let Lacey go one-on-one with a couple of guys out there. I think that would get the sticks moved for you.
Hempstead to kick with Jaeger. Tees it up at the 40-yard line. Hempstead moving with the wind here in the first quarter. This kick's going to go to about the one. Carter Bell will bring it back. Angling to the 15 to the 20 and tripped up and brought down by Ben Manning as he gets to the 23-yard line. And it will be first and 10 Wash right there at the 23 is where they will mark it.
First and 10 Warriors from their own 23.
We'll pick our Happy Joe's player of the game at the conclusion of this one. Brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza. Jamar Thurman coming in there as a tight end. They're going to run it right up the middle. And this is Justin Sherman. Is Wash going to go with a different look here? They're going to go with the jumbo package. Direct snap. And Justin Sherman, playing quarterback, just took it on his own. We did not see this against Prairie. Sherman goes for eight.
Three fullbacks in front of the quarterback or wildcat back.
This almost looks like a little bit of Brian White here. Direct snap, Sherman up the middle, angles left, first down Wash. Across the 35 to the 37-yard line.
What did Mo Blue say in his pregame remarks to you about some wrinkles?
Wrinkle one.
I think we just saw the first as the sticks move.
And the initial first down of the night for the Warriors. Down 10-0. 7:35 to play first quarter. Direct snap, Sherman up the middle. Starts to the right, cuts it back, crosses the 40 to the 42-yard line. And tackled by Isaac Wright.
Well, they're not going to get out of this if they can keep picking up 5 yards at a time like that.
Long five coming up. Three carries, 18 yards. Justin Sherman, he'll try it again. Angles right to the 45, maybe the 46, and a third and one coming up.
I'm not surprised that they're doing something like this, and it is obviously working. I'm thinking a timeout might be coming for Hempstead pretty quick here.
Yep, three fullbacks in there. Jamar Thurman at the tight end spot. Penalty flag flies. And it's going to be a first down, but it's going to come back as Wash was not set. And it's going to be a procedure call against the Warriors.
No doubt about it, though. Hempstead's defense was not ready for this. And they haven't gotten the answer to it yet either. I'm shocked they haven't taken a timeout to talk about some quick adjustments, Scott.
It's going to be a third down, and Wash is going to go back to the regular spread look. Warriors had Simon Novak in there as one of the fullbacks. They had Josh Bliss in there as one of the fullbacks. And that's as much beef as the Warriors can throw in there.
Man, they were coming off the ball low and hard, had a great angle to their blocking. Their helmets and shoulder pads were out in front of their feet the whole time. I love that idea. Jason Wood came up with a dandy scheme there.
Yes, he did. But a third down coming up here for the Warriors. Third down, snap to Clymer, throws that swing pass. There you called it, John. Tucker's got it. Penalty flag down. Tucker close to a first down, but I think it's going to come back.
It's a great call, and it's exactly what Jason Wood should have done right there. It's a brilliant, brilliant scheme.
But going to come back. Going to be a block in the back.
Oh, that's a killer.
Against the Warriors.
The way that the linesman has spotted his foot on that, that would have been a first down by about a half a yard.
Or did they call an illegal shift on Washington? Mr. Britton didn't give a real clear signal. Yeah, it had to be a block in the back. Well,
hey, signal procedure.
It's one of the new signals by the officials. It's a 10-yarder. Might have been a blindside block is what it was.
That is a new call this year.
Yes, it is.
You're right.
Low snap goes underneath Clymer, and he's just going to have to fall on it. Back inside the 20 at about the 16-yard line.
Oh, my gosh. And that's going to bring out the punt crew again. And hopefully the Warriors are going to be able to get off a better punt this time than they did in their first possession.
So everything was moving for Washington, and then a simple 5-yard penalty backs up Wash.
Just caved in.
Novak's going to punt it this time. 29-yard average off the Prairie game. Here is the snap, gets it away. Angling to the far side, and the spiral goes out of bounds. We'll see where the officials mark it. And they're going to mark it at the 36-yard line. So that's only going to be a 19-yard punt.
So third possession now for Hempstead. Third time they set up shop in Wash territory.
3-for-3. Up 10-0 right now. As Wash had something going, just that penalty took him out of it.
Well, and their defense, Wash's defense has got to rise up and deny a score on this possession.
First down Mustangs from the right hash at the 36 of Washington. Here comes the blitz. Off the fake, done, hit. Bounces off the would-be tackler. Still going to lose a couple. Jamar Thurman was there. Novak was there, and Lacey Tucker also there for the Warrior D.
Yeah, you knew that quarterback keep was coming, and Wash was ready for it.
So that'll be second down and about 12 upcoming. Second down, 12. At the 38-yard line, trips to the left side, one setback. That's Stanford. Here's Dunn. Quick pass and incomplete through the hands of the intended receiver, Ty Hancock. Just a little hitch route. It's going to be third and long for the Mustangs.
Hancock turned his back to the end zone to catch that pass, and bearing down on him for the big-time hit was Josh Bliss, and he knew it was coming. I think that might have had an effect on his not being able to pull that in.
On third down, shotgun snap, done to throw, loops the middle of the field, man out there, leaping catch made, 15-yard line, and down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line goes Ty Hancock.
Four streak patterns running straight down the field, and man, that is tough to cover if you're in a three-deep or two-deep zone. One guy is always going to, that's the Holloway, right?
Yep, that was it. Gain of 22 right there. Hancock's second catch of the year. First down, 10 in the red zone, already up 10-0. Hancock out to the left side. Twins to the right side. Dunn in the pistol, gets a snap, running that option, hands it off to Stanford, spinning his way toward the 10-yard line. Josh Bliss on the stop along with Simon Novak.
Stanford doesn't lose a step from Jalen Smith. He comes in, knows how to put his shoulder pads and helmet out and put the lift drill on you too. Between those two, they're kind of like the old Hempstead fullbacks of old back in the Bob Timmerman days.
Well, it almost took us a whole quarter to get a Bob Timmerman reference in. So we're slipping a little bit. Second down and 6. Long count. Off the fake. Dunn on the counter. Coming left. Caught and brought down. Good defensive play by one of the sophomores, Roman Young, who did not bite on the fake.
Yeah, between he and Bliss, I got to believe, Scott, one of them is on a spy for wherever Aiden Dunn, the quarterback of Hempstead, goes. They just shadow him.
Third and 5 coming up for Hempstead. From the Warrior 10-yard line. Little more than 5. Smith back in. He'll line up on the right hit of Dunn. Gets it. Fakes the jet sweep. Now he's going to keep it. Coming to the left side. Trying to get to the corner. Got hit hard. Flag down. Pankey and Young were there. And it's going to be a hold on Hempstead. Says Chuck Britton.
Play took a little too long to develop. And when things kind of break down like that, if you get some decent yardage off of the run, it's usually because somebody kind of grabbed a hold of something or got their arms outside of the blocking box.
That'll be the first penalty of the night against Hempstead. And that will back them up. So it'll be third down and 15 back to the 20-yard line. Four receivers in there for Hempstead. 3:40 clock running first quarter, 10-0. Dubuque Hempstead on top. Twins left, twins right. One setback. Wash with a 5-man front. Low snap. Dunn's got it. Under pressure. Pump fake. Throwing right side of the end zone. A jump ball. Juggled and incomplete. One on one, and Trent Strom broke it up. Had the height advantage as they were going out there to Elijah Heron.
Nice covery by Strom there, batting that ball away in the end zone on the jump ball. A defender for Wash was bearing down from behind of the quarterback, Aiden Dunn of Hempstead, and very nearly got the tomahawk chop on his arm before he let that fade go.
So back in to try another field goal is Ben Yeager. This one will be a 37-yard attempt from the left hash mark with the wind. He's already hit from 38. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and he's got it again.
Automatic.
Back-to-back field goals by Yeager, 38 and 37, and it's now 13-0 in favor of Dubuque Hempstead. We'll take a 30-second timeout, a 30-second break, and come back with a kickoff from Kingston after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Sports Radio, KGYN.
Hempstead on top of Washington, 13 to nothing. But you know what? The Warrior defense has played pretty darn good, John.
Well, they have, and you got to think that if they would just make Hempstead drive the field once, they might be able to shut them down.
High kick with the wind, but returnable. Carter Belt, 4-yard line. Little stutter move to the 10, 15, cuts it back at the 20 and gets to the 21. 16 yards on that return. See what Wash comes out with. They're going to go with that bulldozer offense, or are they going to go back to Henry Clymer? And the answer is Mr. Sherman. They're going to go with the bulldozer. Look here.
Three fullbacks and Sherman in the wildcat position.
And he'll get it right up the gut. And this time Hempstead there after a gain of about 3 to the 24. And I'm sure the Hempstead defensive coaching staff had a lot to say during the time the offense had the ball.
So now you've got to have something else besides just grab it and run straight ahead. What else can you do out of this?
Well, they're going to grab it and go straight ahead again and going to lose some yardage. Sherman hit, brought down by a whole bevy of white shirts. Adam Ward leading the way, 5'10", 210, and a junior. And now Clymer going to come back in for Washington. Warriors 0-for-2 on third down tries so far tonight. And they'll have a third and long with 2:22 to play here in the first quarter. Still 14 on the play clock. Mason Ward in there to the right side. Trip receivers up top to the left. Third down from the 24-yard line. Shotgun snap, and they're going to throw it deep for Ward, and incomplete. Little hand fighting going on there with Jackson Ostrander, but pass was behind him on the back shoulder.
Yep, and Ward was looking for it on his inside shoulder, so little communication there.
Brings up fourth down and 8 yards. Three and out, and Wash going to have to give it away again.
Yeah, and they need to get a good punt away this time. They've had two punts that were a little less than they liked to, so we'll see if they can get it maybe down into Hempstead territory here.
Fourth down, Warriors getting some personnel in. Snap back, and Novak got it away, but again, not a good kick. As it spirals out of bounds.
They only had 10 guys on the field, Scott. They punted that ball without a left end, and two guys from Hempstead came crashing in there and very nearly blocked that.
And they're going to mark the ball where? At the 38-yard line. So that's a 17-yard punt.
Boy, having enough struggles on punt the way it is without only having 10 guys out there.
First down and 10, Hempstead. Fourth time out of four drives they've had it at the Wash into the field. And long count, and the Warriors jump.
Penalty markers on.
I mean, the third penalty against Washington for a total of 20 yards.
Well, I think when Roman Young got pulled across there, wasn't he the one that Mo Blue told us in our preseason show? Goes 110 miles an hour. He doesn't always do everything right, but he goes 110 miles an hour.
And he did it again.
Yes, he did.
So it's first and five after the five-yard mark off. Trillick into the backfield now. Keegan Trillick, he's a 5'10", 190-pound senior. On the right hip of Dunn. Dunn gets it, throws a little pass out in the flat. Catch made by Harrion, and he's going to get inside the 30, down to about the 29-yard line for a pickup of about three. Josh Bliss on the stop.
Well, whenever you put trips to the wide side of the field and throw the wide receiver screen out there, there's a pretty good chance you're going to be successful. Two blockers out there for Hempstead did a great job holding on to their blocks.
Second down, little less than two. For Hempstead, just inside the Wash 30. Low snap, Dunn rolls to his left, throw is incomplete. Had a man along the near sideline as he was trying to get it to Jackson Ostrander.
That's a tough pass, Scott, for a right-handed quarterback to be slowly rolling to his left and have to throw across his body all the way down, 25 yards downfield. That's a tough pass.
And that was a pretty good one, too.
He darn near completed it, though.
Hempstead with a third down. They're 2-for-4 tonight on the Mustangs. They're going to flip-flop receivers, Ostrander and Herrien out to the right side. Dunn calling signals. Long count, and the Warriors jumped again.
Automatic first down.
That hard count got the middle of the Wash line to jump. And it'll be the first down. With a minute 20 to play, first quarter. Hempstead up 13-0 on a touchdown and two field goals. They have scored on each of their possessions, all starting in Washington territory. Slot to the left side. They're going to toss it to Trillick. Starts that way, had to cut it back. Jamar Thurman brings him down by an ankle. Going to be a loss of a couple back to the 27-yard line.
Thurman is such a good defensive end. He knows how to turn a play in and set the edge, and that was textbook defensive end play right there.
Did a nice job with it. Trillick will lose two. Tell you, Hempstead's got no shortage of big, strong, fast backs. Second down and 12. Could be the final play of the quarter. Dunn back to throw. Empty backfield. Being chased by Thurman. Gets away. Still being chased. Brought down Josh Bliss. And Dunn went down awkwardly on that knee, but he does get up. Sack for Bliss for the Warriors.
Bliss is the undisputed leader of this defense, and he showed his athleticism and his moxie on that run down from behind, and the way he brought him down, I'm surprised he didn't twist an ankle or something. That was just a vicious rodeo hogtie tackle.
It's going to be a loss of 10, and Hempstead does not have to run a play here before the end of the quarter, and I think Mr. Dunn does not want to run a play. That's going to take us to the end of the first quarter, and after one, Dubuque Hempstead 13, Cedar Rapids, Washington, nothing. Back with quarter two in a minute. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
ESPN Radio.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
We start quarter number two from Kingston Stadium. And a third down and long. Hempstead up 13-0 with the ball on the Washington 37-yard line. And now Hempstead will go into the breeze here tonight. Back to throw, Dunn. Being pressured. Blitz coming. Chased by Novak. Chased by Young. Got away. Throws in the run upfield. Leaping catch made. And a flag down as Ostrander made the catch, but was the quarterback over the line of scrimmage?
No, I don't think so. There was a face mask by the defensive end of Hempstead on Thurman,
who lost his helmet.
And he did. He pulled his helmet right off.
But they're going to get the penalty on Washington.
And Jamar Thurman is unbelievably beside himself. How did they not see? I saw it. If I saw it, oh my gosh.
That's going to be a pickup, if it stands, of 23. And it looks like it's going to stand. And a big third down pickup there for Dubuque Hempstead.
The Hempstead tight end literally reached up, grabbed a hold of Thurman's face mask, and pulled his helmet off.
And it must have been a retaliation by Thurman. And Chuck Britton coming out. It's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And we've seen enough of Chuck to know that you cannot do any shenanigans with this crew.
No, all the proprieties will be observed.
But that's going to be the fourth penalty of the night, and it will take it half the distance down to the seven. So it'll be first and goal, Hempstead. Just underway with quarter number two. Done in the pistol. Slot right, one set back. Stanford going to run the option. Stanford up the middle, twists his way inside the five, down to the three-yard line. So that will go for about four.
Stanford on the carry for the Mustangs.
Stanford last week, two carries, but he had 33 yards with those two.
Yeah, he's a bruiser too.
It's a good-looking Hempstead football team. Dunn with Stanford behind him once again. Looks like he's going to go under center this time, and he will. Down to 17 of the play clock. Quarterback sneak just dives ahead, got inside the one and close to the goal line, but didn't get there.
Dunn with the carry for the Mustangs.
Going to be a pickup of two and a third and goal coming up inside the one-yard line. Give you the first quarter numbers in a moment. And they're going to be startling.
As is the score.
Aiden Dunn under center once again. Going to sneak it again, and he's in. This time another Hempstead score.
Dunn on the carry for the Mustang.
As Hempstead extends the lead now to 19 to nothing. And for Dunn, that is his second touchdown run of the year.
Well, that call, or lack thereof, was the key that spurred Hempstead on to that particular touchdown. And Wash has already got enough going against them. They don't need to have face masks that aren't called going against them, too.
Jaeger to try the extra point. It's on its way. It is up and hooks through, and it's good. And it's Hempstead 20 and Washington nothing here from Kingston Stadium. 10:50 to play here in the opening half. You cannot lose your cool if you're the Warriors here.
Well, this is startling for the Warriors, and they're thinking, oh boy, here we go again, just like last week. But they need to just get their feet back on the ground and get a little offensive rhythm. I got to believe that they have the wherewithal, Scott, to take this ball down the field and score. If they just stay within themselves and run their offense the way that they know it can be run, buy a little bit of time for Henry Clymer. Let him get his receivers. He's had a lot of success throwing the ball last week against Prairie. I think that they could get back to that again tonight here.
First quarter stats, total yards, despite Hempstead leading at that point 13 to nothing, was Hempstead 39 yards, Washington 12.
And Hempstead scored four times, two touchdowns and two field goals. So that tells you the battle of field position they've won.
High short kick coming down, and Bell at the five. Locker in front, 10, cuts it to the right at the 15 and cut down at the 17, and a little slow to get up. Is Carter Bell. Yeah, this has been a field position battle, and it has not gone the Warrior way.
Well, we talked earlier in the pregame about how young this offensive line is for Washington and how they've got to fill in a few holes and make some readjustments here and there, and just haven't had any success against these four down linemen defensively for Hempstead. Four big dudes are unmovable right now.
First and 10, Wash at the 17-yard line. Clymer back in there, throws a swing pass, and not much doing for Garrett Watson, who was in there that time. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. Watson, 5'6", 140-pound junior. Actually, they're going to say it's a loss of a yard. One, two for three tonight for minus one for Clymer.
This is a hard-charging defense wearing white and green tonight here. Just watch how they come off the line of scrimmage with these front four. They come off at a great angle.
Blitz coming. Clymer throws. It's batted in the air and almost intercepted. Tried to get it to Lacey Tucker on the little swing pass. And another third down for Washington.
I like that call. They just couldn't get it executed.
Remember, a young offensive line without one starter tonight here for Wash.
Oh, and that front four for Hempstead's defense, they are just feasting right now on them.
Hempstead with the four-man front. Bringing up the linebackers, might bring the blitz here. Down to seven on the play clock. Shotgun snap, back to throw. Throwing deep, near sideline, and incomplete. They overshoot Zaren Ross Carr. Stride for stride with Jackson Ostrander. And it will be a quick three and out. Third of the night in five possessions for Wash.
Well, you may question why they're trying to throw the home run ball on something like that, but that's how they got their score against Prairie last week. Every so often, you've got to test things deep and keep the secondary honest for the defense.
Warriors need a good punt to turn this, flip this field. Novak will try to do it. Third punt of the night for Simon. Left-footed punter gets it away. End-over-end knuckleball, and it will go out of bounds. And I think Hempstead's going to have to start a drive on their own side of the field for the first time tonight. It goes out at the 45-yard line.
The kick goes out of bounds at the Mustang 45-yard line.
So that punt traveled 39 yards. By far the best punt of the night. And it will be Hempstead ball at the 45-yard line. Up 20 to nothing, 9:57 to play here in the first half. Wash staying in that 3-5-3 look. Wide side of the field to the left. Ostrander in motion. They'll hand it off to Smith. Big hole up the middle. 50, leaps a man. And Sherman brings him down after a pickup of 11 to the Warrior 44-yard line.
Justin Sherman.
Jalen Smith is more than just big and powerful, Scott. He's got a nice burst through that seam there.
This tells you how good Davenport North is.
Yes, it does.
And folks in the Quad Cities, talking with Matt Koss from the Quad City Times, said Davenport North is going to surprise people this year. First and 10 from the 44-yard line. Shotgun snap, fake, done on the keeper himself, to the 40. Cuts it back, 35, near side 30, 25-yard line, to the 20, a blocker in front, 15, and ushered out of bounds. All the way down to the Wash 6-yard line.
Dunn on the carry for
38-yard run for Aiden Dunn.
Boy, he's got some nice running ability. He sees the field so well, knows when to cut back against the grain.
Timeout on the field, Warrior.
And we're going to get a Wash timeout. We'll take it with him. 9:27 to play first half. It's Hempstead 20 and Washington nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back to Kingston after this here on KGYM.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Meeting number 14 all time. That's it between Washington and Hempstead.
Wow. I'm surprised by that.
Hempstead won last year big, 55-10. This was the game that Braden Wright was injured very early. And
yes,
Hempstead took advantage. Playoff game in 2010 that Hempstead won by a point. Last Wash win came 11 years ago in 2008.
Oh, that shocks me.
But they've only played three times in this century. First and goal from the 6-yard line. Hempstead threatening to break it open. Dunn, long count. Off the fake, hands it off to Smith. Off tackle left, inside the 5, close to the 3-yard line. Tripped up in there by Tony Westmoreland.
Have you ever been moving like a refrigerator, Scott, and it kind of got away from you and you had to try and stop it from rolling? That's what trying to stop Smith is like. He's an appliance in the backfield.
He's going to get it again. Same play, left side, leaps, and got in. Touchdown. Jalen Smith, second score. This one from 3 yards out, and it's 26-0 Hempstead.
Well, let's talk about that timeout for just a second. That was not an X's and O's timeout for Mo Blue. It was a come to Jesus, and we need to get more physical and play with an attitude timeout. And it's kind of tough when you've got the battering ram Jalen Smith coming at you like that. But you got it. He had to do it.
Jaeger to try the extra point, but penalty flags will fly. And we're going to have a procedure penalty against Hempstead, which will back him up 5.
That won't be any problem.
No, this kid's got pretty good leg.
And he's accurate.
Pretty good leg. Only a junior, too. 6 foot, 200 pounder.
And the wind he's kicking into is negligible.
Nah, yeah, it's really died down over the last half hour. Oh, the snap rolls back through Dunn. He's going to pick it up, and he's in trouble. Going to go down back at the 30-yard line. So the point after attempt is no good. And that will keep it 26-0 with 8:59 to play here in the game's first half. We'll take a 30-second break, come back for the kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank and Trust on KGYM Sports.
I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio, and I have loved being a Dollar Shave Club member for years, and now you can join me by putting the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. The Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything you need for an amazing shave. The Executive Razor, Shave Butter, Prep Scrub, and Post Shave Do. The best part is you can try for just $5. After that, the restocked box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Freddie. That's DollarShaveClub.com/FREDDIE.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back to Kingston Stadium on this Week 2 Thursday night. 8:59 to play first half. Dubuque Hempstead 26, Washington nothing. And the Warriors are going to get it. Here's Jaeger with a high kick, returnable. This one comes down at the 11-yard line. Mason Ward, little stutter move as he crosses the 20 and out to the 23-yard line.
That's the first kick return that Carter Bell has not returned. He got the playoff here on this particular return.
Wash will have it on the 23. In need of something good to happen. Clymer back in there. We've seen Sherman in there running the Wildcat. Warriors with those four receivers are going to keep one man in the slot, and that's Josh Bliss. Delayed handoff, Lacey Tucker up the middle, nothing doing. Back to the line of scrimmage, no. He's going to lose about 2 or 3 back to the 20-yard line.
You've got to try, though, don't you?
Yep, you have to.
I mean, you've got to hand the ball off to one of your backs at some point and let him take a shot at it.
And it'll be second down, nearly 13 coming up for the Warriors. Tucker stays in the backfield. Quick count. Clymer to throw. Rolls to the right. Throws in the flat short. And a 1 yard reception made. That's going to go to Josh Bliss.
One of the things that's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle for this hard-charging Hempstead defense is the fact that their secondary has put blanket coverage on the Warrior receiver, Scott. It's been tough for Henry Clymer to find somebody that's open downfield wearing red.
And the rush has been in there quick. Third down and 11 coming up for the Warriors. High snap. They'll throw the quick out. Sherman on the island. Stiff arm at the 20 to the 25 and bumped down as he gets to about the 26, maybe the 27-yard line. Zach Sabers and Isaac Wright on the stop.
Physical play by Hempstead here. They've got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They play with an edge.
Yes, they do. I'm impressed by this team.
You know, they look at the scoreboard, and they're only getting emboldened as each play goes on. But, I mean, they're an aggressive, spunky team.
Novak to punt it away. Line of scrimmage will be the 26-yard line. Rush coming, left footer, gets it away, end over and kick, going to take a bounce out of bounds. At the 43-yard line, that'll be a 31-yard kick. Other games tonight around the state, Council Bluffs, Jefferson. We haven't had, I thought about looking it up, the last time Council Bluffs, TJ, and Council Bluffs, Lincoln all won on the same night, and they did last Friday. TJ is up in Sioux City to take on Sioux City North. Clinton is over at Brady Street to take on Davenport West. tonight. First down at the 43, and again the Warriors jump.
Penalty markers on the field.
That's an old MAC rivalry that now finds Clinton in 3A.
Correct.
No longer one of the big schools.
No, going to be procedure against Hempstead.
One of the few miscues tonight for the visitors from the Key City.
So, and Clinton got shut out last week. So we'll see how they fare this week against the Falcons. From the 38-yard line, wide side of the field to the left. In the pistol, Aiden Dunn gets a snap, rolls left. Being chased, going to keep it, and he'll get about a yard, tossed ahead as Jamar Thurman has played a nice game tonight for Washington. Pursued from the backside and brought him down. Thurman's not giving up.
I tell you what, he's just got all the skills to play that defensive end spot. He's smart. He knows what his job is, but he just plays lights out. Hard as can go, he can go every play.
Harry into the game, goes out to the right, twins that way, twins to the left. Man in motion, they're going to fake the jet sweep. Dunn up the middle, and that didn't fake out Josh Bliss. Brought him down after a gain of two at the 41.
Yeah, I think Bliss is on a spy right now. If you watched the tape last week from the Davenport North game, so many times that the quarterback, Aiden Dunn, pulled it out and got long scampers against them that was, I'm sure, not unnoticed by Mr. Bliss.
Hempstead 4-for-6 on third downs. This is a third and 12. Long count, 12 in the play clock, blitz coming. Pump fake, Dunn going to go deep, right side, into double coverage and incomplete. Harrion did not turn around as Strom and Sherman were back there for Wash. And Wash defense has not been bad tonight. They've just been backed up in bad field position.
Going to get to see the Hempstead punt team here.
And a three and out. Zach Sabers averaging 34 yards a boot on the air.
Back for the Warriors, number 10, Justin Sherman.
Well, as I say that, it's Cooper Kay to come in to punt. Last week it was Sabers, and they've got Kay in there this week to punt it away. Sherman back at about the 25, single safety back there for Washington. Good snap, and kick is away, a high floater. And down, Sherman makes the catch. Little move at the 25, and twists his way ahead to the 29.
Sherman on the return for the Warriors. Brought down by
nice little article today in the paper about Frank Sherman and his boys.
First
of course, Justin
Warriors
playing now. And a couple years ago, he had a bigger boy with his hand in the grass. Wash will have it at the 30-yard line. Told Frank that, asked him if I could have his autograph as he came in today. He said it must have been a slow news cycle. First down, Warriors at the 30-yard line. Clymer going to throw the fade down the left sideline. Man out there and overshot Carter Bell, incomplete.
Clymer passed.
That was the play that went for the touchdown against Prairie last week. And a little bit shy this week, or long, depending on how you want to look at it. So it'll be second down and 10. Clymer tonight, 3 of 8 for 4 yards. He's going to throw on second down. Little swing pass to Sherman with Strom blocking in front. And he's out of bounds along the far sideline at the Hempstead 35-yard line. And it's going to go for about 5. Second catch of the night for Justin Sherman.
Brings up third and 5 from the Warrior 35-yard line.
And then 5:38 to play first half. Hempstead 26, Washington nothing. Trips to the left side, shotgun snap, blitz coming. Throw to Pankey, and he slipped and fell. Going to lose about 4 is Riley Pankey. And I guess when it rains, it pours, right?
Well, there's. I like the rhythm and tempo that they're starting to get, though. You can see just in their nonverbals offensively that they're starting to pick up the pace a little bit here. Remember, that was the key last week, Scott, when they started picking up the pace and not a hurry-up offense, but just let's move a little bit faster than we're used to coming out of the huddle. Then things started clicking.
Sherman's back in this time to punt. Single safety back for Hempstead. Sherman gets it away. End over end, low kick will bounce, go underneath Ostrander. Going to take a big roll inside the 25 and down to the 21-yard line. 43-yard punt for Sherman. And finally, the field flipped a little bit with 4:50 to play here in the first half.
Yeah, just to give you a little perspective, if you're just joining us, Hempstead's first four possessions all started deep inside Washington territory. Two resulted in touchdowns, two resulted in field goals. The fifth possession, while it was at about midfield, still resulted in a touchdown. So the first five times Hempstead had the ball, they scored.
Done in there. Send a man in motion, and they give it up the middle to Smith. Angling to the right side, backing his way across the 25, and finally Jamar Thurman wraps him up as he gets to the 26-yard line. Eight carries now for 44 yards and two touchdowns. Packers leading the Bears 7-3. That in midway through the second quarter at Soldier Field. Aaron Rodgers with a touchdown pass in that one. Here it's 26-0 Hempstead. Clock running, second down and seven from the 26-yard line. Here is Dunn on the keeper, going to the short side, trying to turn the corner and pushed out of bounds. Short gain of one to the 27-yard line. Tucker on the stop. So it'll be a third and a long five coming up for the Mustangs. Arion and Ostrander out to the right side, one receiver to the left. Warriors bringing the blitz from the outside. Under pressure, Dunn steps up. Hit as he throws. Juggled, intercepted at the 38-yard line. And back to the 32-yard line goes Kevin Riley. And that will give Wash good field position. Dunn got drilled.
That was a shot in the arm that the defense for Washington sorely needed to give their fans something to cheer about. And now the offense comes out. Some nice field position here. See if they can get something on the board.
First and 10 at the 33-yard line. From the right hash mark, shotgun snap. Clymer throws the out. It's caught 30-yard line. And up to the 25-yard line goes Max Bjornsson. That was the first play of the ball game, and that one works for eight.
Brought down by number 13, Jalen Smith.
Smith on the stop for Hempstead. Second down, a little less than two. Under four to play here in the first half. Off the quick count. Lobbing it for the end zone for Carter Bell, and it's overthrown, incomplete. I like the play call, though, on second down and short. As Wash will have it with a third down coming up. Third and two at the Hempstead 25. No huddle. And it's going to be a quarterback sneak. And, it's going to be close. As Clymer went under center Gilbert that time. And I don't think he got there.
He's going to do it again, though.
Right back under center on fourth down. He didn't get there.
He didn't get it.
Going to lose a yard.
He made the cardinal sin of a quarterback sneak. He turned his back to the line of scrimmage.
And that's going to give all the momentum and the ball right back to Hempstead.
Oh, my. It goes right over on downs.
26-0, Hempstead on top. 3:13 to play here in the first half. Mustangs will get it back after the hold on downs. As it'll be first and 10 for the Mustangs. Harrion and Ostrander to the right side. One receiver way up top by the Mustang sideline. Three-man front still by Wash. Dunn in the pistol. Gets it. Hands it off. Stanford. Little stop and go move and nothing. Hit right at the point of attack. Bliss was there. And also there for Washington. Again, Tony Westmoreland. Another very nice play by the young sophomore.
Yeah, got to keep in mind if you're amongst the Wash faithful that you've got a lot of young kids out here for the first time.
A lot of sophomores playing. Hempstead went through this last year. Dunn puts Stanford behind him now. Slot to the right side on second down and 10. Calling signals. Running the little read option. Hands it to Stanford. Hit right as he got the ball. Got away and got about a yard. As coming up to make the stop was Roman Young.
And a lot of times here in these last two possessions for Hempstead where they just hand off to the big fullback, whoever that may be at the time, and he drags red shirts down the field.
Trillick back into the ball game in the backfield. Also coming in is Ty Hancock. He'll go out to the right side. Hempstead doesn't huddle. Looking to head coach Mike Hoskins on the sidelines. Third down, 9 on the play clock. Dunn rolling to the left side. Lobs it for the sideline and overshot his man. Ostrander incomplete. And it'll be a 3-and-out again for the Wash defense. Wash will have two timeouts remaining as they'll get the ball back in what should be decent field position.
Sherman lining up back at about his own 40 to receive this punt.
Assistant coach Matt Hatcher telling him where to line up. Kay to punt it away. Line of scrimmage will be the 25-yard line. It's a good snap. Rush coming. Just got it away. It was partially tipped. Oh, and it goes through the hands of Sherman. And on a hop, it's covered up by Hempstead's Brady Freiberger.
Sherman was looking downfield to see where he was going to be able to get a return on that. And it literally just went right through his hands up by his shoulder.
And Hempstead will get it back at the 42-yard line of Washington. After the fumble. Hempstead's already scored a field goal off a miscue earlier by the Warriors. Second turnover of the night against Washington. Three timeouts remaining for the Mustangs. Dunn with Smith behind him. Trips to the left side. They're going to throw. Throws to Hancock in the flat. Blocker in front. Inside the 40. Twisted down by Riley as he gets to the 37 but stays in bounds.
Does not get the first down, so the clock keeps moving.
Plenty of time, minute 25. Hempstead in the hurry up here, up 26 to nothing. Over Washington. Taking a lot of time. Here is the pass, incomplete. They tried a little hitch again, trying to get it out there to Hancock.
And I'm not sure that Dunn had any idea that he was even going to complete that pass, and they wasted probably a good 10 seconds there on that lollygagging around there.
So a third down, 4 coming up for Dubuque Hempstead. Minute 10 to play here in the first half. Trips to the right side for Dunn. Gets a snap, hands it off. Smith with a burst up the middle and ankle tackled. Short of the first down by Bliss. It's going to be about a yard short at the 33. And Hempstead's going to use a timeout.
Well, they've got fourth and a pretty good-sized 1 yard here, maybe a long one.
So a timeout taken here by Mike Hoskins. Tomorrow night, we head to the north end of Marion. Lindmar Stadium should be a capacity crowd tomorrow night for Kennedy and Lindmar. And I'm looking forward to this one. Supposedly Paul James's best Lindmar team going up against a Cougar team in the top 10, ninth-rated Kennedy.
Well, we know that Paul James has an awful good quarterback in Marcus Orr, and he is going to be ready to go against Kennedy tomorrow night. Kennedy, on the other hand, may be a little bit disappointed that they didn't have a greater margin of victory last week against Jefferson in their first game. I got to think that they're going to have made some adjustments too. So, yeah, this is going to be a nice matchup here at Lion Field.
Our South Gym game tomorrow night, Miles and Gary will be in Solon for 3A number 5 rated Solon taking on West Liberty, a dome team from a year ago in 2A. Fourth and one, Hempstead's keeping the offense out there. Jalen Smith will line up as the running back behind Aiden Dunn. Three receivers to the right side. Dunn gets a snap, running the read option. Handoff up the middle, bursting through Smith. He could go, and he will. 10-5 touchdown, Jalen Smith.
32-yard burst right through the A-gap Garden Center.
Third touchdown of the night for Smith.
Boy, how big is that muff punt now, too?
Yep. Third touchdown. Smith now on the year with four. And it's 32-0 Hempstead. With 49 seconds to play here in the half. Done to hold for Yeager's extra point. It's up on its way, and it's good. And Hempstead extends the lead now to 33-0. And the Mustangs are going to get the ball to start the second half first.
49 seconds left here for Wash to see if they can do something, but you know, their special teams have kind of let them down here a few times tonight. Twice, in fact, they had a fumble on their kickoff return, and then they had the muffed punt. Both of those directly set up touchdowns for Hempstead. Defense is holding their own. They're bailing water as fast as they can for Mo Blue defensively, but offense can't get untracked. There's going to be so much to talk about at halftime, Scott. I don't think it's going to be long enough.
Back for Washington. Mason Ward on the far side. Riley Pankey on the near side to get the kickoff. Yeager has been a busy, busy young man. He'll kick it off from left to right into the wind here. 49 and a half seconds to play in the first half. He'll kick it deep, angling to the far side. Low kick, 6-yard line, Ward, 15, far sideline to the 20 and out of bounds. At the 27-yard line for young Mason Ward. And that's where Wash will have it.
Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Wash's offense has been in Hempstead territory yet tonight.
No. Not the Wash offense? Yes. Once after the
Oh, they started. That's
the
right.
Interception.
That's right.
But other than that, no.
That's right.
Three plays, and that's been it.
And they just went out on downs on that one.
Trips to the left side. Shotgun snap. Clymer going to throw to the short side and sidearms it. The catch made by Strom, his first grab of the night, but again, it's negligible gain. In fact, none, right at the line of scrimmage.
Tell you what Wash has gone away from here over last week anyway was all those bootleg play action passes that Clymer was running and passing while he was running. Haven't seen much of that tonight.
Shotgun rolling to the left side. There it is. Throwing the flat. Sherman with the catch and immediately put down. Out of bounds, tackle made by Ben Faber. Senior, 6'1", 175-pounder. Who pursued nicely. Gain of three, third catch of the night for Justin Sherman. 11 seconds to play in the half, and a 33-0 deficit for the Warriors. Third down. Snap. The out and up, and it's intercepted. 37-yard line by number 37. And a penalty flag is down with 5 seconds to play in the half.
Well, here's what's caused that particular interception, Scott, is they saw Clymer up there looking over to the sideline where Carter Bell has been all night running those fade patterns. So they brought out one of their guys defensively, and they jammed him. And that's what caused the linebacker to be able to come out and pick that.
Going to be a block in the back on the return on Hempstead.
It's a great adjustment defensively by Hempstead to come up and just start jamming Carter Bell.
So Hempstead's going to get the ball at about the 37-yard line.
With 5 seconds, well, you better put your prevent defense in the end zone.
Hempstead up by 33, so anything here to score, and it'll be the continuous clock to start half number two.
You got time for one play here. We'll see what they're going to do to try and get it in the end zone.
We have the stats coming up at halftime. We'll try to find some scores.
Oh, they're going to take a knee.
Just going to take a knee. Dunn will drop back and take a knee, and we are at the end of the first half of play. Score at the break is Dubuque Hempstead 33 and Cedar Rapids, Washington, nothing. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and talk halftime with you from Kingston right after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by Hills Bank here on KGYM Sports.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-893-2288. That's 800-893-2288, 800-893-2288.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow, 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio, and I have loved being a Dollar Shave Club member for years, and now you can join me by putting the quality of Dollar Shave Club's products to the test. The Ultimate Shave Starter Set has basically everything you need for an amazing shave. The Executive Razor, Shave Butter, Prep Scrub, and Post Shave Do. The best part is you can try for just $5. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Freddie. That's DollarShaveClub.com/FREDDIE.
When you need sports, we're right here. You're listening to The Gym.
Back at Kingston Stadium at halftime as Dubuque Hempstead leading Cedar Rapids, Washington, 33-0 here at the break. Scott Unash and John Hagerty back with you. And we talked about the start to this game, which team was going to get that jump, and it was Hempstead in a big way. And, boy, they didn't let up, and Washington gave them very good field position, and the Mustangs took full advantage.
You know that Hurricane Dorian that's supposedly moving up the East Coast? This is Hurricane Hempstead tonight, and they swept across the first half of this field at Kingston, and they are just blowing the red shirts from Washington back. Washington not doing a lot of favors for themselves either. They've shot themselves in the foot many times here, and field position has been their worst enemy of all of these things, and they said it's just been a combination of things that have made it impossible for Washington to be in this game at this point.
Hempstead has scored in various ways. Smith, a 17-yard run. Yeager, a 38-yard field goal. A 37-yard field goal. Dunn, a 1-yard run. Smith, another touchdown from three. Smith, a 32-yard run on fourth down as well. About the only thing that's gone wrong for Hempstead has been one missed extra point on a bad snap tonight.
Yeah, and they had that one interception, too.
Yeah,
that's about it.
And other than that, it's been pretty much an all Hempstead first half.
You know, and when you go through your stats here offensively, I don't think they're going to have some real gaudy numbers either, because the starting field position they've had has been so favorable that you might think with the score sitting at 33-0 here at halftime that there's going to be this huge disparity. I don't think it's going to be as gaudy as I think.
No, it will not be. It will not be. But still, it's a disparity. And for Washington, you just got to get something going as far as the running game, as far as the offense is concerned. And that's been a problem.
Special teams have been a problem here in the first half, too. They fumbled a kickoff return that allowed Hempstead to get the ball at the 25. They had a muffed punt, which allowed Hempstead then to continue a drive and get another touchdown right before halftime, when Wash should have had a chance to go in and get their first score possibly. So special teams have been a culprit as well.
Warrior band about to take the field here at the halftime. On the Warriors' first home game of the season. Wash will head to Dubuque next week. They'll be at Dalzell to take on Dubuque Senior. And Hempstead on the road next week. They will have an extra day to get ready for the Bettendorf Bulldogs, the top 10 rated Bettendorf Bulldogs. Let's take a look at the stats in the first half. And you mentioned, John, that they weren't going to be gaudy. Total yards is 172 for Hempstead and 25 for Washington. So Hempstead,
172, and they've got 33 points on the board.
33 points with 172. And starting field position four times in Warrior territory in the first half is not horrible for Mo Blue's defense. But it's still 33 points. And that's what the deficit is. 172 for Hempstead, 119 on the ground, and 53 through the air. Aiden Dunn, 4 out of 12 in the first half for 53 yards. Hancock has caught 2 for 27. Ostrander and Harrion with a catch apiece. On the ground, Jalen Smith leading the way, 10 carries, 80 yards, and 3 touchdowns for the big bruising tailback. Dunn has carried it tonight for 10 times for 32 yards. He has scored once. Stanford, 4 carries for 9 yards. And Trillick has carried it once for minus 2. Hempstead, 7 first downs, 4 penalties for 30 yards, and 1 turnover in the ball game. For Cedar Rapids, Washington, in the first half of play, 25 total yards for the Warriors in the first half. 16 through the air, 9 on the ground. Henry Clymer, 8 of 15 in the first half for a total of 16 yards. Sherman has caught 3 for 13, but Jorgensen has caught 2 for 8. And a catch piece for Strom, Pankey, and Watson. But the ground game, other than when Wash went to the Wildcat, has been non-existent again tonight. Sherman has carried it 5 times for 25 yards, and then Tucker and Clymer have carried it twice for negative yards tonight for Washington. 1 first down for the Warriors, penalized 5 times for a total, or check that, 4 times for a total of 27 yards, and 3 turnovers in the first half for Washington. Third down conversions, Hempstead was 4 of 9 in the first half, 1 for 1 on fourth down. Washington was 0 for 8 on third down and 0 for 1. 0 for the first half as far as conversions are concerned. And time of possession unofficially in the first half. Hempstead, 13 minutes and 23 seconds. Washington, 10 minutes and 47 seconds.
And that all adds up to 33 to nothing here. The Warrior band putting on a very nice show, but I got to think that the ship is leaking in so many different spots right now for Mo Blue that they don't have enough fingers to stick in the dike here in the halftime right now. There's got to be so much they're talking about and just not enough time.
Well, you know, if you've coached long enough, you've all been in this. There's not a script that you can go to when it was 56-7 in the first week and it's 33-0 at halftime in the second week.
No, and Jason Wood, the offensive coordinator, he's trying everything he can from his playbook to get good things to happen, and it's just nothing's working right now.
Yeah, and they play two good opponents, too. Also, keep that in mind.
Well, you know, watching this Hempstead team in the first half, it makes me think that they have been steaming mad all week long in anticipation of getting back on the field, having a victory lead anyway twice in the fourth quarter against Davenport North, only to surrender the game with 2 seconds left. I mean, literally, the last play of the game, they gave it up and allowed North to beat them. And that just had to, they have to still be stinging from that. And it shows tonight. They're taking out their frustration by putting lumps on Wash's head.
Try to give you some other scores here. What's going on over in the Quad Cities? as Davenport West and Clinton are going at it. They're at halftime, and Davenport West leading Clinton by a score of 9-0.
Oh, would the River Kings love to have David Johnson back?
I tell you, wasn't that long ago we were over in Clinton.
Yes, we were.
To do a playoff game.
I always tell people that one of my fondest memories was of doing a playoff game from a basketball press box in a gym.
That is true. We did that. Davenport West did win their opener, so the Falcons can go 2-0, and that would be for the first time in a long time.
And Central's good, too. How about those Davenport public schools?
Getting it done over there with the first week. No pun intended with Aiden Dunn and what he's done in the first half here tonight for Dubuque Hempstead. We mentioned tomorrow night we're over at Linmar Stadium. 1-0 Linmar, 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Kennedy going at it. The Cougars had a tussle with Jefferson.
Yes.
That coming last week, winning 21-10. And Linmar also had a tussle with Dubuque Senior, winning that game in the fourth quarter last week.
Linmar's going to present challenges offensively for the Kennedy defense. But when you talk about that Kennedy defense, I mean, I watched that Jeff Kennedy game on Huddle Replay this week. I'm here to tell you there are some guys wearing green playing defense for Brian White. They want to come and take your head off, Scott. I mean, they are just mean. And what, ornery mean.
And what does Brian, how does he term it?
Well, he says bring the
nasty.
Yeah, and they do. Now, Cade Parker, in particular, is he's a man possessed out there. Is it South Dakota he's going to next
year?
That is
correct.
Now, boy, they've got a gem in him as a recruit. But, you know, they've also got that Nolan Jacobs. He's a man playing with boys out there. Jay Ostendorp, he's incredible. And he's put some good size on. He's starting to look like Pops, who wrestled heavyweight for Dan Gable at the University of Iowa. And I'm telling you, there's not a lick of fat on him.
No. And we'll see Kennedy tomorrow night. And of course, Marcus Orr for Linmar, one of the top passers in Class 4A. Like to see him. He's got two tall wide receivers as well. And we'll see what the Lions can bring offensively.
Tell you, another Cougar that just impressed me to no end on the replay I watched. And we knew he was good last year as a junior, but Brantley Koski had a whale of a game offensively. He had some runs, Scott, from the halfback or tailback position that were absolutely watch. I mean, I had to hit a replay and watch him again. And we know he's a great defensive back and kick returner. He's the three-way threat.
Yes, he is. So that's tomorrow night, Kennedy at Linmar. We will be on the air coming up for you tomorrow at approximately 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Coming your way tomorrow evening as the Warrior Band concludes their halftime performance here in this one tonight as the Warriors trail 33-0. We're going to take another break. We'll take another two-minute break, come back, and get you ready for the second half from Kingston Stadium. Hempstead 33, Washington nothing here at the break. Back after this here on KGYN.
I'm Sergeant First Class Justin Mosley.
And I'm Staff Sergeant Trenton Adams.
Did you know the Army Reserve offers careers part-time?
We have Army Reserve units all over the state of Iowa.
Are you looking to start college or continue with your education?
The Army offers $4,500 for tuition assistance a year, plus student loan repayment up to $50,000.
So what's holding you back from getting information?
Come by and talk to us at 130 Collins Road, right across the street from Lindale Mall, or call us at 319-395-9834.
We live here, we work here, we serve here. Thank you and hope to see you soon.
That was an awesome game.
Oh yeah, awesome.
You okay, coach?
Me? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you remember how I didn't play last year?
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, I didn't care about the game then. Didn't care about anything, really. Couldn't sleep, didn't eat much.
I know what that's like.
But this year's better. IowaCrisisChat.org made a big difference. Good listeners, you know?
That's really great.
Yeah, IowaCrisisChat.org. They can help anybody. Even coaches.
Thanks, kid.
This message from Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers, because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K, or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam, or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Two Metro squads with high expectations collide in a Week 2 showdown this Friday on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me Friday at 7 as Class 4A number 9 Cedar Rapids Kennedy goes to Linmar to take on the Lions. The Cougars held off Jefferson in Week 1 action last Friday, but the Lions knocked off Dubuque Senior also at home. The winner of this one moves to an early 2-0 perch. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank, number 9 Kennedy at Linmar. Friday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for the second half. Hempstead will have the option of taking the ball first, up 33-0. And with that being the score, any score by Hempstead before Washington scores will put this in a continuous clock mode.
Even a safety.
Yep. Can't have you can't have the singles that they have in Canadian football. So, what do they call that, rouge or something like that?
I think it is.
Yeah. And so two rouges, you can't have that in high school. So, there you go. Well, Wash, you got to keep the daubers up at this point. You got to come out. You got to try to win the second half. You got to do some positive things before you head on the road next week. That's all there is to it.
Score. Get a score. I mean, if it's a field goal, get a score somehow. Get the goose egg off the board. And then maybe you'll relax a little bit. Things will start to flow. And you'll get some kind of a rhythm going. But Hempstead just, you know, they're a team that was going to be reckoned with tonight. They just came down here with such a bad taste in their mouth from that loss last week. Literally in the last play of the game, that they're taking out their frustration on these Warriors.
Stop them here if you're the Wash defense, which did not play bad in that first half.
No, it's you think we're crazy when we say it's 33-0 at half, but the Wash defense didn't play that bad. They really didn't.
So this young Warrior team will kick it off. Coming up to Dubuque Hempstead. Now that week one is in the books, John, while we got a moment here, anything catch your eye in 4A last week?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good teams in what we used to call the CIML Conference, aren't there?
Yep.
Man, is every week in and week out, those are just going to be some Donnybrook matchups.
Especially the non-district games. Once they get into district play, there's a little bit of separation.
You know, Waukee almost got the big upset.
Centennial.
Yeah, Centennial. My goodness.
And don't sleep on Ankeny Public right now either. And by the way, next Friday night, and I am very much looking forward to this, here at Kingston Stadium next Friday night, we get to see West Des Moines Valley come over to Eastern Iowa.
Gary Swenson and his group of Valley Tigers.
Should we already book the pregame interview with Gary? He loves those so much.
Gary's a good guy.
He is a good guy, but he is not a talker.
He would prefer to. Although, you know what? I did have about a half an hour phone call with him one time. Long, long time ago. Because he actually interviewed for the head coaching job at Cedar Rapids Jefferson and called me and said, I want to talk to you. And so we talked for about a half an hour, and he's a great guy.
Done pretty well for himself, too.
Well, he had a heck of a career at Spencer before he even left there.
Ostrander will drop deep at about the 5-yard line. Do not be surprised if Wash does something strange here.
What do you got to lose?
What do you got to lose? Maybe a little trickeration on the kick. We'll see. Left or right, and they will kick it deep. At least a little pooch kick anyway, back to the 13-yard line. One of the upbacks going to bring it across the 30, 35, and up close to the 40-yard line. And bringing it back for Hempstead is Keegan Trillick. And that's not what I believe that Wash had in mind there. So Hempstead will have it at the 40-yard line. Just underway with the second half. Aiden Dunn has gone all the way at quarterback. The blocking back is Adam Ward. It's kind of the Hempstead equivalent of the Prairie blocking back. They're going to run the counter. This is Stanford. Sidesteps one, crosses a 40 and a yard to the 41. Before he's taken down, Nathan Harris 6'2", 225-pound senior defensive end on the stop. Stanford's fifth carry of the night. No huddle here. Harry on to the left side. Stanford's going to start the second half. Hancock to the right side now for the Mustangs. From the 41, three-man front for Wash. On second and nine, play clock at 12, shotgun snap. And they'll run the little option to Stanford to the corner, breaks a tackle, 45-50. Down the far sideline to the Wash 30, to the 20-yard line, to the 10, tripped up. He went for the pylon. Did he get it? Yep. Yes. Touchdown on a 59-yard run by Kamari Stanford.
That is not what Mo Blue wanted to see from his defense.
Waiting to see if he stepped out of bounds, never did, and he bumbled and stumbled his way to the pylon, knocked it over, and got in for the score.
About the third time tonight, one of the Hempstead running backs has dived as Superman-like as he could to get the ball across and break that plane, and in this case, hit the pylon with it.
And that's going to evoke the continuous clock. Low snap, dug out of there by Dunn, and the kick is up and good. And that makes it 40-0 with 11:07 to play here in the third quarter.
Boy, looking at Mo Blue down on the sideline, he's got his arms crossed, and he's looking down at the ground in search of answers. And that's not the kind of visage that you want to look up and see your coach doing, but you know what? I don't know what he's supposed to do. He's trying, and his staff, everything they can right now. Hempstead just is not going to be denied tonight.
Good Mustang team, no doubt about it. And they came down here with something to prove. Down 151.
They've just played with an attitude all night long here. Aggressive, spunky, scrapping for every ball that they can get a hold of, whether it's offense, defense, special teams. They're just out there getting after it, having fun playing football.
And why not? Here is Yeager to kick it away. And Mason Ward and Riley Pankey back deep for the Warriors. Deep kick with the wind, and it'll be brought back at the goal line. Ward fakes left, goes to the right side, and brought down, spun down just shy of the 20, and they'll give him the 20. But the clock will, well, it's supposed to continue to run. It's stopped right now.
Yeah, this is the 25-second, though. This is one of those new 40 versus 25 changes, I think, in the rules.
I mean, the big clock. First and 10, Washington from the right hash mark. Clymer to throw. Throws it in the flat. Carter Bell with a catch. Gets up to the 25, make it the 26-yard line. As Washington picks up six on their opening play of the second half. Caden Noel on the stop there for Hempstead. Hempstead with a 4-3 look. Here's Clymer rolling to the right side. Steps up, lobs it up for grabs, and it's going to be incomplete, and no penalty flag. Back there was Bjornsson, and it looked like Ben Manning kind of initiated contact, but it was such a jump ball, I think that's what the officials deemed.
Well, they were definitely swapping some paint, as you like to say, Scott, but what the defender for Hempstead did there that saved him from getting a flag was he turned his head at the last minute and addressed the ball with his face.
Very good point. So it's third down. Washington 0 for the night on third down tries. And we got movement up front. Both sides jumping. And the officials will deliberate. One side pointing at the other side. And it's going to be encroachment on Hempstead. And that will give Washington their second first down of the night. And their first pickup. of a first down on a third down try.
Courtesy of the defense.
First down, Warriors, just shy of the 31. Wide side of the field to the right, high shotgun snap. Climber being rushed and sacked. Boy,
smothered.
He just lowered his head because he knew it was coming.
And there was nothing for him to do but tuck and cover.
Going to be a loss of 11.
Those front four defensively for Hempstead, they are like a tsunami.
Second down and 21. Back at the 20-yard line. Quick snap, throw on the out, catch made. 25-yard line to the 30-yard line goes Ross Carr. So he'll pick up, he'll get about 10 of that back.
Yeah, Zarin Ross Carr, nice reception there. Soft hands, looked the ball in and got a couple of yards after the reception.
But a third and long again for the Warriors. 8:18 clock running, third quarter, 40-0 in favor of Hempstead. Trips to the right side, one setback. Seaver to the left, shotgun snap, Climber in trouble. Steps up in the pocket, and he is thrown down hard. And it's going to be a punt situation for Washington. They're going to give him a yard on the scramble.
Yeah, Keegan Trilt came in and lowered the boom on Climber that time.
Wash will be forced to punt at the 31-yard line. As Sherman will come in to punt it away to Jackson Ostrander. Listen to high school football tonight, presented by Hills Bank on 1600 AM KGYM Cedar Rapids. Low punt fielded at the 37 by one of the upbacks, and taking it back is Ben Faber. Inside the 10 and down to about the 7-yard line.
Well, the punt was tipped, Scott. And then it ricocheted off and went towards the sideline, but right into the breadbasket of number 35 for Hempstead.
And the Mustangs will have it again in the red zone.
And it'll go down as a punt, but it almost looked as though it was a pass that was intercepted.
And Mo Blue's got to be thinking, what else can go wrong?
There have been some wacky things that he's going to have to watch on tape when he gets home.
First and goal for Hempstead. Done on the snap, on the handoff. Trilk up the middle, and not much. Maybe two, and that's about it. And it'll be second down and goal. So we come up on 6:40 to play here in the third quarter with the continuous clock, and Dubuque Hempstead up 40-0. Two receivers to the right side. They'll send Freiberger to the left. 15 on the play clock. Blitz coming from the outside. Turn, handoff, Trillick bounces off the first tackler, gets inside the 5 and all the way down to the 1-yard line. I think they want to give this young man a touchdown.
And he's their third fullback, so they just keep coming out, and they're big and they're strong, and they know how to put their helmet and shoulder pads in front of their feet and be battering rams.
Somewhere Bob Timmerman is smiling.
Yes, he is.
Not sure where, but he is happy. Trillick up the middle, starts that way, tried to bounce to the outside, backs his way to the goal line, and did he get in? Yes,
yep.
Late indication, but a touchdown.
Second and third effort. And we've got a Warrior down at the goal line, which is not what anybody wearing red wants to see.
Trillick goes for the score from a yard out.
That's Jamar Thurman. He's up limping and going to need to come out. But he is walking off under his own power.
And the extra point upcoming with 5:44 to play here in the third quarter. As Jaeger, who's had a busy night, will try to tack on the extra point. Perfect snap, kick up, on its way, and through. 5:44 to play here in the third quarter, and it's Hempstead 47 and Washington nothing. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Ward and Pankey will drop back for Washington. 5:44 to play in the third as the Warriors trail at 47-0. As Hempstead has had their way since the get-go.
Well, there's plenty of white jerseys on the far sideline, Scott, and I got to think some of the guys that haven't perspired in theirs yet, it's time for them to see the field.
Yeah. So it'll be Yeager to kick it away from right to left. Wind's picked up a little bit again with Hempstead for this kick and in the third quarter, and this kick's going to go right to the goal line again. Stumbling to the five. Ward tries to put on a move, put on the brakes, and both did not work as he's taken down by Cooper Kay at the 15-yard line. And while Hempstead has had great field position, aside from one time, Wash has had terrible field position.
Wash student body's having a good time, though,
yes,
Scott.
Yes, they are here at the refurbished.
They're making their own fun tonight.
The refurbished gray lady. Yeah, they had a few coats of paint, too, to the place. Here's the counter give, and Tucker is brought down, knifing his way in there after a pickup of two, and making the tackle is Ben Faber. Good time to work on that running game if you're Wash.
Absolutely. Some fresh visitor jerseys out there on the field. Let's get that running game going.
Yeah, there are quite a few new faces in there for Hempstead at this time. Second down and eight. Clymer fakes, going to throw. Bjornsson on the out, makes the catch, turns it up the numbers, crosses the 20, gets to the 22-yard line. As tonight, 11 of 19 for Henry Clymer. Not a lot of yards, though.
Well, he's been under a lot of pressure.
Third and short coming up as we approach 4 minutes to play here in the ball game, and a 47-0 Hempstead lead. Here's Clymer, the throw, throws the out. Again, Bjornsson with the catch, turns it up, he's got a first down. Crosses the 30 before he's brought down by Ben Manning at about the 33-yard line.
Good wide receiver blocking out there by Max Bjornsson. Sprung that for the first down.
Pickup of 10. And a third first down of the night for Wash. Off the fake, throw to Sherman. Blocker in front to the 40-yard line and out to the 42. This is what Jason Wood had in mind. Now, there are a lot of new faces in there for Hempstead, but it's still working. Fourth catch of the night for 21 yards for Justin Sherman. Only a junior, he played last year as a sophomore. Second down and two. Same play, this time it's Ward on the catch. Circles around one, he's got a first down to the 47-yard line on a pickup of six. And again, a whole bunch of Warriors are catching passes tonight.
Got a lot of good skilled receivers out there on this Wash team, and more you can get the ball in their hands, especially out in space, so they get the one-on-one matchups. That's going to benefit them.
That is the eighth different receiver. Here's the throw in the flat again, left side this time. Hempstead's starting to get wise to it.
It's the fourth time they've called that play in Roscott. He just keeps calling it to one side of the field or the other. They complete it, and it goes to the other hash, and then they call it the other way.
But Bjornsson had to sidestep somebody who was out there in the flat. Gain of two, second and eight. 47-0 Hempstead here in the latter stages of the third quarter. Trips to the right side, one receiver to the left. Ross Carr starts in motion. Now it lines up as a tight end. Out of the backfield, Tucker in the swing pass. 45 to the outside and hit hard as he's jarred out of bounds, flagged down back in the Warrior backfield, though.
Nice collision there. Tucker put his head down. Linebacker came over. They both rocked each other. That's the way you're supposed to play football.
Going to be a hold, though, on Wash. We'll back Washington up 10 yards.
I like that, getting the ball out in the flat, the short swing pass to Lacey Tucker.
It's almost like a long handoff.
Yes, it is, but you know, you've got to get out in space because they just don't have the blocking to run between the tackles.
Clock continues to run, although it's stopped for the moment. And now Chuck Britton will start it up again. Minute 58 to play here in the third. Shotgun, here's Clymer, going to throw the out to the near sideline. Nice move by Mason Ward. And he's pushed out of bounds at the 50-yard line. Going to pick up 13.
The diminutive one. Boy, is he quick.
Kind of like dear old dad.
Got some quick feet and good sensibilities on where to find open space.
Of course, Diedrich Ward, his father. Third down, long six for Washington from the Hempstead 49 as the Warriors crack the 50-yard line. Hempstead with a five-man front, two-linebacker look. Clymer shotgun snap, back to throw. Has some time, now throws, crossing pattern off the hands of Ward, incomplete.
Well, that's a staple of Washington offense that we have not seen, those crossing patterns. Paul James ran those for years with success, and I don't know why that they haven't used that more.
Well, mainly because Mr. Clymer's been running for his life a lot.
Well, they haven't let him do any of the sprint out or bootleg tonight, and that's been because the outside-in pressure from Hempstead's outside linebackers and cornerbacks has just been debilitating.
Warriors going to go four and fourth down, long six. Clymer in the shotgun, going to run the quarterback draw, gets to the 45, to the 40, and's got a first down. And we got an injured Mustang as Clymer takes it to the 39-yard line, and that's going to stop play. Going to be a pickup of 14. As Clymer with his best run of the night. And Brian Waddick, 5'11", 180-pound junior, is injured for Hempstead. They're looking at his left ankle. And when you get a new turf like this, it is spongy, it is fast, but it also will grab. That's the one disadvantage of the new turf.
Yeah, a couple of trainers right out there attending to him, and he pointed to his left ankle immediately.
Yep. 26.2 seconds remaining here in the third, and Waddick is up, but he's not going to put any pressure on it.
Yeah, he's not even touching that on the ground.
Yeah, did a little bit there. And the trainers will help him off the field.
Nice drive going here for Wash. Jason Wood out talking to his offense at the numbers in front of the bench. San Fellas, that goose egg's got to leave the scoreboard, and this is the drive that's going to do it.
It's been that quick out pass with blockers out in front that has done it for Washington. So the clock will start up, and probably the final play of quarter number three coming up. Slot to the right side, Clymer on the throw. Bjornsson, a nice adjustment, makes the catch but falls down as he adjusted, and he's going to lose about three. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter of play. We are through three from Kingston Stadium. Dubuque Hempstead 47, Cedar Rapids, Washington nothing. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. This is high school football presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Total yardage through three quarters unofficially for Hempstead, 239 yards, and make it 88 for Cedar Rapids, Washington. On second down and long, Clymer rolls the pocket right, throws upfield, incomplete for Justin Sherman on the far sideline. And Clymer tonight, thrown it. That is his 27th pass.
A lot of them in the pocket tonight, which is totally opposite of last week.
17 to 27, 73 yards in a pick. It is third down for the Warriors. Third down and 13. Again, flat pass out on the right. DeWard turns it up. Going to be well shy of the first down. He'll go for about six to the 36-yard line. Third catch of the night for Mason Ward.
Boy, they just won't go away from that wide receiver screen, will they?
Nope.
Yeah, fourth and eighth, though, they're going to have to come up with something a little different here, I think.
And we'll see if they do. From the Hempstead 37-yard line, 47-0 lead for the Mustangs. Clymer, deep drop, trying to set up the screen, being chased, rolls left, throws in the flat, Ward, a leaping catch, but he's going to be shy of the first down.
Nope, didn't get it, a yard short.
Going to go for about seven, but he needed about 8.5.
Back to the wide receiver crossing pattern. Both of them got kind of jumbled up in the middle, and so wasn't able to develop the way that Clymer hoped it would. He had to buy time by rolling out to his left, and he did just enough to get it out to Ward, but pulled down right away, and the ball goes over on downs to what we assume will be the backup offense for Mike Hoskins.
Yeah, they're taking a lot of time over there. Chuck Britton allowing the new folks to get acclimated, and we're going to have all kinds of new people for Hempstead. I think all new 11 here for the Mustangs.
New quarterback number one, I believe.
Yeah, Elijah Herrion is the quarterback. And is that Ben Yeager in the backfield? You don't see kicker tailback very often, but we got one, ladies and gentlemen, tonight.
He's the fourth guy they've had at that position.
He's pretty valuable back there kicking, John. I'm not sure I would run him a whole lot.
I'm a little skeptical about that move myself. That guy's got one heck of a nice leg and great accuracy. I don't think you want him pounding in there with the fullbacks, do you?
Savon Reed in there. That's a gain of four for Yeager. And a second down and six. Herrion on the read pass option, hands it off to Yeager and gets hit after a gain of one.
There's got to be 20 other bodies over there wearing white jerseys that could pound in through between the tackles, couldn't there?
Yeager's going out now. Said, I don't get hit this much kicking.
He goes right over to Coach Hoskins, and he's probably saying, Coach, are you sure you want me to keep doing this?
Hempstead up 47-0. Another fullback in there now for the Mustangs on third down, long six. Middle of the field at the 35-yard line. Herrion on the handoff, and this is Ben Faber, and he's going to lose a couple. So Mustangs will more than likely punt it away here on one of their few three and outs tonight.
I believe this will be only their third punt of the night.
So we're going to go under 8 minutes to play here in the ball game. As Hempstead will go to 1-1 on the season. Warriors bringing in a player late. Kay gets it away. End-over-end kick will take a wash bounce. Hempstead will touch it up at the 44-yard line. 23-yard punt that time. Washington will have it. 7:40 to play here in the ball game, trying to get on the board. As they trail 47-0. Last thing you want to do is get someone hurt at this point. Here is Wash to throw. They're going to throw the deep bomb, and it's incomplete. Ross Carr out there, the intended receiver. A little out and up right there.
Boy, they've run that play a number of times tonight, and each time Henry Clymer's put a little too much air under the ball.
Second down and 10.
Friends of the gym class will notice down on the Washington sideline is a regular Monday season guest.
Mr. Halas is here tonight.
Halasterdamus.
Taking it in. Hand off up the middle, bursting through is Tucker, and he's going to go. Tucker untouched down the left sideline, but a flag down at the 38.
Yeah, there was a hold, and it was blatantly obvious, too. And that's just so, so frustrating. To finally get a handoff to one of your backs, he breaks through, but I saw the hold plain as day right in front of him. It wasn't just a hold in front. The Warrior who was guilty of the infraction actually had the jersey in his hand on the back of the Hempstead defender.
So that's going to negate the touchdown run. So it will be first down at the Hempstead 49-yard line. As Chuck Britton administers the penalty. Chuck's doing a good job of stopping the clock, letting the boys get some plays in for both sides. Clymer, the quick out, Strom on the catch, blockers in front, 40-yard line, 35, still on his feet, cuts it back at the 20, 15, running over Mustangs, and he's going to go, and I don't see any laundry this time.
There we go.
Trent Strom from 49, and the Warriors are on the board.
Take that goose egg off of the board, please.
With 5:56 to play here in the ball game.
There's the Warrior fight song we've heard so many times through the years.
And Wash, yeah, it's going to sting, but it looks a little bit better. And it, what a run by Trent Strom.
Shed two or three would-be tacklers on the sideline for that score.
6'2", 180-pounder. Extra point try, a line drive kick that somehow gets over the crossbar for Seth Moore. And Washington on the board as it is 47-7 in favor of Dubuque Hempstead. 5:56 to play here in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with the kickoff after this on KGYM.
Two Metro squads with high expectations collide in a Week 2 showdown this Friday on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me Friday at 7 as Class 4A number 9 Cedar Rapids Kennedy goes to Linmar to take on the Lions. The Cougars held off Jefferson in Week 1 action last Friday, but the Lions knocked off Dubuque Senior also at home. The winner of this one moves to an early 2-0 perch. That's high school football presented by Hills Bank, number 9 Kennedy at Linmar. Friday at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Warrior home crowd with something to cheer about. As Washington on the boards, as it's 47-7 now in favor of Dubuque Hempstead. And the run up and the boot. This one, another pooch kick, going to come up to about the 15-yard line. This is Trillick, turns it up the middle, 30, 35, 40, breaking tackle, spinning his way to midfield. They're going to call him down at the 48, though. And that'll be a 28-yard return. And Hempstead will have pretty good field position for the reserves to trying to get on the board here. They want to do it as much as Wash wanted to get that goose egg off.
A lot of guys playing right now that go to practice and work just as hard as the starters do. Situations like this, it's good to see them out there getting their chance.
Herrien going to stay in there at the quarterback. The kicker, Jaeger, back in there to be the tailback or fullback. It's always been a fullback in the Bob Timmerman Hempstead Mustang era. Hand off up the middle, both hands on the ball, and Jaeger spins his way into Wash territory and a gain of two. He's got three carries and 6 yards. Under five to play in the ball game. How about this Hempstead team? They got a tough one next week, but this is a pretty salty group.
Yeah, they're going to give Bettendorf all they can handle, I think.
And now the play clock. Hempstead going to take it down. Under 10. They'll hand it off to Jaeger. Starts right, cuts it back to the middle, and maybe a yard. And Hempstead will have another third down. But this last 4-10 can't go quickly enough. And the buses can't get up 151 quickly enough.
We talked about it before, but this is kind of a shaping up to be a killer district that Hempstead finds themselves in. Cedar Falls and Prairie. Going to be a tough, tough district slate.
Third down, 7 from the left hash mark. Shotgun snap, quick hitter up the middle, a big hit put on. As coming through there for Wash was Evian Shaw, number 35. And also in there for Wash, Gabe Hopkins on the stop. No gain, and Hempstead will be forced to punt. Right at, well, midfield. We'll call it with 3:20 to play. Mason Ward's going to drop back for Wash at about the 25-yard line. Third punt of the night for Carson Kay. Down to 3, down to 2 in the play clock. Bad snap. Kay's trying to one-hand it. Picks it up.
Oh, and got
punts.
It off.
Just got it out of there ahead of the rush. And we'll actually get about a 15-yarder out of it.
I don't know how he got that kick off.
He's 6'3 out there. That helped.
Ball was high and off to the side. He had to turn around and run back and get it, pick it up, and hope that nobody was hard charging towards him, which they were, but he still got the kick off.
Have the stat rundown at the end of our ball game tonight. Pick our Happy Joes. Pizza player of the game as well here tonight. First down, Warriors at the 36-yard line. On this Thursday nighter, here is the counter give. Lacey Tucker, another big hole. Cuts it up at the 50 to the Hempstead 45 and down in Mustang territory, down to the 43-yard line. 21 there, and that one is going to count for Tucker.
Wash is going to have to hurry, though, because this continuous clock is about to go under 2 minutes. And there are very few things besides a timeout that will stop it.
Second down from the 44 is what they'll call it. Trips to the left side. New quarterback in there and another counter give. And again, Tucker bumbling and stumbling his way to the 30. Good stiff arm to the corner of the 20 and went out of bounds at the 17-yard line. 27 more for Tucker.
Is that Reed Ortiz I'm seeing out there?
Yes, it is. The sophomore. 5'10", 160-pounder is Reed Ortiz. And he gets swallowed up by that big offensive line. And young offensive line that Wash has. First down here. Back to the quick outs. Ward with the catch. Turning the corner. 10 to the 5. Ward! Did he get in?
He's in.
Touchdown!
Yeah.
A Ward scoring a touchdown for Washington.
Mason Ward. Nicely done.
And Ortiz with the touchdown pass. As Mason Ward with his fifth catch of the night. As it's now 47-13 with 1:01 to play here in the ballgame. Here's the extra point try on the way and good by Seth Moore. And we'll keep it here with 61 seconds remaining. Well, something to build on for Washington.
Yes, everybody on the west side stands at Kingston. Happy to hear that Warrior fight song twice in a row now.
Absolutely. Won't get easier, though, up at Senior next week for Wash. But they'll have a little bit of momentum on a couple of touchdowns. 17-yarder right there, and it's 47-14.
Nice to see a couple of touchdowns here to end with a somewhat good note and some positive feelings about your offense, which really was hamstrung for the majority of this game. But the fact remains that Washington has given up over 100 points now in four quarters of play, or excuse me, eight quarters.
A lot of things to clean up, but Washington will have an extra day to do so. So it'll be the Warriors to kick off with Seth Moore. Hempstead with, looks like some hands people up there anticipating maybe an onsider. We'll see. And it's going to be a deep kick, though. Going to go by the up backs and going to roll into the end zone. With 101 to play. And we're underneath 35 again, so this last 61 seconds will be played out. Sophomore game tonight was won by Hempstead, 27-12 over Washington.
Keep in mind that Wash has got a whole lot of sophomores up here on this varsity squad.
A lot of freshmen playing in that sophomore
team. That was essentially a freshman team playing sophomore team.
First and 10 for Hempstead. Harrion going to be in there. Faber going to be the running back for this set of downs. And he'll get the handoff. Started right, kicked it up the middle. Brought down by Gabriel Hopkins after a gain of about a yard. Yeah, Cedar Falls, Prairie, and Hempstead, three pretty good football teams.
It's a tough district.
In that particular district for the Mustangs.
And you've got a pretty good Jeff team in there, too. And I'll tell you what, that's one of the stronger ones in Eastern Iowa.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm interested to see Jeff and Muscatine and hear about it tomorrow night. We've got Randy Krejci over here at Kingston again to report on it on the scoreboard show. So we'll see. Could be the final play of the game. Starting right back up the middle goes Faber. He'll take it back to the line of scrimmage, and that should do it. Put the wraps on things here tonight from Kingston Stadium. As Cedar Rapids, Washington will fall to 0-2. Hempstead will even things up at 1-1. Final score, Dubuque Hempstead 47, and the Washington Warriors 14. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, have the postgame for you from Kingston after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM Sports.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, the perfect time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands. Right now, buy one of our select Traeger grills and get a free Traeger accessories package valued at over $85. Plus, Ace Rewards members get free assembly and delivery on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. Now through Monday, only at Ace. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Back with you to get to the postgame show from Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash, John Hegarty with you as Dubuque Hempstead with a big victory tonight over Cedar Rapids, Washington, 47-14 here tonight at Kingston. Hempstead now 1-1. Washington falls to 0-2 on the season. And Hempstead took advantage of great field position in the first half of the ball game. And really never looked back. Scored on their first 5 possessions of the night, and that was about all she wrote.
Yeah, just came out of the shoot so fast tonight that they went by Wash in a blur and never gave them a chance to even get a sniff of being in the game, Scott.
But Washington got 2 touchdowns at the end and felt a little bit better about themselves, I think, going into a long week and getting ready to go to Dalzell next week.
Yeah, and that's something to build on. You've got to take baby steps with the young team that Mode Blue's got here. He's got some issues that have got to be addressed, but the thing that they've got to do is keep their chins up, and they've got to keep trying to get better every week. And next week, when they go up to Dubuque Senior, got to find a way to just get in that game right from the get-go and maybe see if he can find a way to edge out a win.
Yeah, that's the thing. You talked about the start, and Washington needed a good start. It was just, there's no other way to say it. It was just the opposite of what they needed is what they ended up with.
Well, let's be honest. This Wash team looks vulnerable to their foes. And this is football, okay? It's not like war or something like that, but it's about as close as you can get to 11 guys lining up and saying, you know, we're going to physically dominate you. And when they see any weaknesses in a team, they just try and exploit it. And that's what Hempstead did tonight. They came out and said, we think we're better, we think we're bigger, we think we're stronger, we think we're tougher. And they came out and they were. And Wash didn't have an answer to it. And until Wash can rise their level of play, every team that they play from here on out, Scott, is going to try and put lumps on their head the way that Prairie and Hempstead both have in the first 2 weeks. So, you know, that's the challenge for Mo Blue and his staff at Wash, is to keep their guys positive and keep that fighting back instinct with them. Because once it gets away from you, if it does, then it's tough to get back. It just is. We've seen it at other teams before, and right now it's just Wash's turn to have to fight through that.
Yep, and we'll see if they can do that coming up next week as the Warriors will be up at Dubuque Senior. Let's take a look at the final numbers in this contest here tonight. Won by Hempstead 47-14. Total yardage in the ballgame, not much of a disparity here. 245 for Hempstead to 215 for Washington. Hempstead, 192 on the ground, 53 through the air. Aiden Dunn tonight, 4 out of 12 for 53 yards and 1 interception. 2 catches for Hancock for 27. Harrion caught one, and Ostrander caught one for Hempstead. For the Mustangs on the ground, Jalen Smith, 10 carries, 80 yards, 3 touchdowns. Stanford carried it 6 times for 69 yards and 1 touchdown. 10 carries for Dunn for 32 yards. He scored a touchdown. Jaeger with 5 carries for 7 yards. Trilk with 4 carries for 5 yards in the ball game for the Mustangs. 8 first downs for Hempstead. 5 penalties on the night for 35 yards. 1 sack and one turnover for the Mustangs. For Washington, 215 yards. A lot of that came in the fourth quarter. 152 through the air, 63 on the ground. Lacey Tucker, four carries for 47 yards. Sherman carried it five times for 25 yards tonight. Henry Clymer was 20 of 31 for 135 yards, one touchdown, one interception. The 49-yarder to Trent Strom, the touchdown pass. And then it was Reed Ortiz coming in, one for one, 17 yards, and a touchdown for the young sophomore as he threw that to Mason Ward, who caught five tonight for 49 and a touchdown to lead Washington. Strom caught two for 49 and a touchdown. Bjornson, six grabs for 22 yards. Sherman caught four for 21, a catch apiece for Bell, Watson, and Ross Carr tonight, as well as Riley Pankey for Washington. Nine first downs for the Warriors. Washington was penalized six times for a total of 47 yards. One sack. Warriors turned it over three times. Four three and outs for Dubuque Hempstead, four for Washington. Third down conversions tonight, unofficially 2 of 13 for Washington. Hempstead was 4 of 11. Hempstead 1 for 1 on fourth down tries. Washington was 1 of 3 on fourth down tries in the ball game tonight. And the time of possession, Washington with an edge, 25 minutes, 8 seconds to 22:52 for Hempstead. So that's the way that the stats came out. Hempstead scored first on a Jalen Smith 17-yard run after a Warrior punt. The extra point by Yeager was good, and it was 7-0. Washington then fumbled the ensuing kickoff as the ball was stripped away. Yeager, a 38-yard field goal, that made it 10-0. After a Washington punt, Yeager, a 37-yard field goal after another short porch for the Mustangs. That made a score 13-0. Another Washington punt, another Hempstead score, this time an Aiden Dunn touchdown run from a yard out. That made it 20-0. And it was 26-0 when Smith took it in from 3 yards out. The extra point try was a bad snap, no good. Made it 26-0. And then the Warriors muffed a punt, gave Hempstead new life. Smith took it in from 32 yards out on a fourth down play. And that made it 33-0 at halftime. Hempstead scored within the first 53 seconds of the fourth quarter to get the continuous clock going on a Stanford 59-yard run. That made it 40-0, 47-0 on a Trilk run. And then Wash scored the last two touchdowns in their final two drives. Henry Clymer to Trent Strom from 49 yards out, and then Reed Ortiz to Mason Ward from 17 yards out to get Washington a couple of touchdowns on the board to make it 47-14.
But the biggest stat of all is that Hempstead is going to have a happy trip back up the highway at going away with 47 points, which 33 of them were scored in the first half. So Wash nothing to answer back until the end when the reserves came out for Hempstead. So that's basically a long night for the Warriors.
Was a long night, and hopefully better ones ahead here for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza Player of the Game, brought to you by Happy Joe's. And I'm tempted to go with Mason Ward tonight.
Boy, scrappy. He that guy never, ever quit on anything he did. He'd returned kickoffs. I think he even returned a punt. He was the go-to receiver tonight. Got some great breakaway yardage after his receptions. Now, he's a budding young star for the Warriors.
Mason Ward, he's going to be our Happy Joe's Pizza Player of the Game, brought to you by the official pizza of KGYM Sports and high school football here on KGYM. Happy Joe's, and thank you very much to Mr. Bark and all the people over there. We do appreciate that. So we look forward to tomorrow night. As we go over to Linmar Stadium, tailgate will start things off. That will be at 3 o'clock coming up, and Mark and I will be over there. We'll meet up with Paul James and some of the other coaches, and then we'll be there for the kickoff approximately 7:15 tomorrow evening. I'm going to go with 7:30. but Linmar and Kennedy to go at it. The ground and pound physical Cougars against
the passing of Lindmar. We'll see what happens.
Well, Paul James has got to feel good about this team that he's got this year. He's had a couple of years where he's trying to get the program back on firm ground out there, but I think they've got their footing now. And with Marcus Orr, I think you're going to see some good offense from Paul James and his Lions tomorrow night. And let's not forget, however, that this great Kennedy defense by their head coach, Brian White. Brian White used to be a coach with Paul James when they were both on the Washington staff.
And, oh, by the way, also, where did Brian White go to high school?
That's right. He was a Lindmar Lion in high
school. He was a Lindmar Lion in high school. So you got all kinds of little sidebar stories going at it. But real interested, real anxious to see this edition of the Lindmar Lions. Yeah. A lot of people, they've had some classes back to back to back now that have had a lot of success in the lower ranks. We'll see if that will translate into the varsity.
You know they would love nothing better than to shock the world by beating highly ranked Kennedy tomorrow night. And I got to believe they think they can do it too. And Kennedy, they're going to be saying probably, you know what, you guys aren't, I don't think we're going to let you do that. So we'll see who wins out. It should be a dandy.
Rival school districts.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's going to be a huge crowd tomorrow night.
Those two schools, they love button heads in lots of things.
Yes, they do. And we're going to bring you the action tomorrow night between Kennedy and Lindmar. South Gym game coming up tomorrow night. Miles and Gary will be down at Spartan Stadium in Solon as the Solon Spartans with their home opener, fifth rated in 3A. By the way, Kennedy number 9 in 4A, but it will be Solon taking on West Liberty, who lost their opener. West Liberty did. To West Branch, another rated team.
Going to be a very good West Branch team.
Yeah, very good. And West Liberty is a good team as well. They made it to the Dome in 2A after playing a really tough non-conference, non-district schedule, I should say, in Class 2A. So that'll be our South Gym game coming up tomorrow night on 106.3 FM. And we'll let you get a nice, long, good night of sleep. And we will see you tomorrow night on the north side of Marion.
Got to love Thursday, Friday night back-to-backers, don't we?
Going to do it next week, too.
That's right. Bring it on.
Yep. Jeff Lindmar on Thursday night and then Valley and Kennedy on Friday night of next week. Thanks to Jeff Downey back in the studio for all his help. Appreciate it as always, Jeff. And we're going to get you back to ESPN here on 1600 AM. And that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Kingston Stadium. So for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long. Thank you very much for listening. And the final score here tonight of this 4A non-district affair, Dubuque Kempstead 47 and Cedar Rapids, Washington 14. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports, and so long from Kingston Stadium.